United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! the show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll-free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on the 7th of July, 2014. 7-7 equals 14, right?
Yep.
7-7 equals 14?
7-7 is 14
all day
long.
So today's the 7th? And it's,
except for New Math or Common Core, then it's whatever you want it to be as long as you can explain how you got there.
Oh, I can explain it. You want to hear it?
Go ahead, explain it.
Here it goes. 7
mm-hmm.
oranges and 7 apples equals 14 pieces of fruit.
Right.
But if you have 7 oranges and 7 apples, you actually only have 7 apples and 7 oranges because apples and oranges may not be the same, because
they're
not
the same
fruit.
Fruit.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. You're working on it. You got this.
Yeah.
Good. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. Hey, the number 347
945
5229. And I'm having some trouble difficulties coming in and getting up today. Ah, I've got something going.
Yeah, you got internet over there.
I got internet going. This is good. We're working on this. Sticks, how was your holiday weekend?
Oh, wonderful. We went down to Marietta. We rode the.
Where's Marietta?
That's straight south on 77 from Canton.
Straight south on 77 from Canton.
Stayed at a really nice campground. Really friendly lady.
Oh, you guys took the Taj Mahal?
Yeah, we took the Taj Mahal and the Jeep.
How far is Marietta from?
About 2.5 hours. We went down Thursday night after Paula got home from work, and I had everything packed up, and we went down. And Friday we went and rode the Valley Gem and did that thing, and had an interesting discussion with the pilot about what was going on, about the economy and
okay.
things like that, because once a quartermaster, always a quartermaster.
I didn't talk politics over the weekend. Aren't you proud?
I didn't either. We were talking energy, actually, because this guy was really into biodiesel.
I didn't do that either. I didn't. Well, no.
But it was a technical discussion. It had nothing to do with politics, really.
I did a little Facebook conversation. Somebody texted me or messaged me a question. And I'm going to get to the question after the first break.
Okay.
I thought it was an interesting question, and I'm not going to try to like put that in the mix, but you know, it was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And how was your fourth?
Great.
I did the Austintown Parade and the Canfield Parade on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, very very nice crowds. The weather was beautiful.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean,
beautiful. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. It was just beautiful that morning.
Like I said, we took the Jeep and we just went on a drive, you know.
And you just stopped?
Along the Muskingum River and stopped and looked at different stuff.
And just stopped wherever you could?
Yeah.
And I took pictures. The kids were absolutely gorgeous. They were dressed up. I mean, you know, parents, you guys really do some children in. Do you see how parents dress up their kids? Anytime there's a reason to dress up kids,
yeah,
they do it.
Okay.
Kids are dressed up in sequence flags. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, had this conversation on the internet on I think yesterday, there was this model and he was dressed. He had a flag across his woohoos, but he was a good looking guy. I mean, he had a
that this morning. Yeah,
he had a. I mean, he had it. I mean,
that's against the flag code.
What flag code?
The flag code we were talking about on Wednesday.
So now listen to this. I have a flag scarf. I have several of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have flag jackets. I have flag shirts. As a matter of fact, they make flag bikini sets.
Mm-hmm.
I have flag. You know, there's flag, you know, summer, you know, what they call swimsuit wear.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody barking about that? The man looked good. I can't help he was wearing a flag. He had to cover it up somehow. I got all this conversation from all these people about it was disrespectful. I'm like, lighten up. We're not looking at the flag. We're looking at the man. Jeez.
Oh.
I love the man with the shark.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So what's? I mean, come on. Was he disrespecting the flag?
I think so. There's a difference between wearing
clothing
that appears to be a flag and an actual flag.
A two-piece bikini suit. I mean, we're wearing flags.
Yeah, But, well, we're wearing stars and stripes, and we're not really wearing flags. It's kind
of. How did you
know
that was a flag flag? Who paid attention to whether that was a flag flag?
I don't look at guys.
So how does everyone know? I mean, I got more little conversation on this flag thing. I'm going, are you kidding me? Lighten up. He looks great. So why are these wearing the flag? It's better than showing his woo-hoos. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, jeez.
What?
I just can't go there.
I'm just saying. You guys look at women wearing flags and don't say nothing.
Remember the fake Sarah Palin picture that was running around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody cared anything about whether it was a flag, stars and stripes, bands and wags. Who cares? Lighten up. Speaking of which, NASCAR.
Yeah, big wreck. 25 cars.
I mean, it was like a train crash.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Daytona, though. Daytona and Talladega is always like that.
And that's what you guys wanted.
Because the way they go, I mean, well, the only way to go faster is you have to run in a pack for the aerodynamics. And one guy does something wrong and...
So is wiped out.
Yeah. Kyle Busch ended up on his roof. Nobody got hurt.
So should we call, General Motors should call NASCAR and see how to have good safety measures for the car?
Hey, I gotta give Jeep credit. You saw the pictures of my daughter's Jeep.
Yeah,
and she walked away without a screw. Well, she
that was a blessing. That was God intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Other than the airbag, the chemical burns on her face from the airbag, she's in perfect health.
That was a God thing. They want to give credit to the cars, but some things you just need to say. You know what? Thank God that we're still alive.
Yep.
438, your mic is on. Good morning.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. Had a tough weekend and everything. Almost, yeah, had a really tough weekend.
Stanley.
Really tough. Yes, yeah.
How did you
broke
have
up with
weekend?
My...
You broke up with the girl
broke
because she gained too much weight. She ate peach cobbler in front of you and about died.
No. Broke up with my girlfriend because she said I was a burden in her life and I was something positive. Then yesterday she called me up and almost killed herself, had to drive all the way to her car, stay over at night, pill was everywhere.
You know, tell her, Thursday Dr. Brandy's going to be here. You have her call in. She needs to go see a Dr. Brandy.
Badly.
Badly.
I freaked out when I saw that. Pills everywhere, alcohol everywhere. Freaked
oh,
out.
I'm
freaked
quite
out.
Sure.
Stayed
that's
over there, said, I'm staying. I'm not moving one step. You go to bed. Talked. Next morning, three of her best friends came next morning because they were all like, she never comes with message like this, and three of her best friends came over in the morning freaking out, said, don't ever do that fucking thing, ever.
Stanley, terrestrial radio.
Sorry. Don't ever do that. And three of her friends came over. They were all freaking out. Everybody was freaking out. Couldn't believe that she even thought of going there because it's not working out with it. No relationship.
Well, I'm. Well, is she okay now?
Yeah, she's okay. She's okay. That was disturbing. That was really disturbing. I know I've done many things. I don't wish bad on anybody, especially somebody I love.
I pray that she'll be well. Though you don't believe in prayer, I'll keep her in my prayers. So what else is going on in your world?
You'll
take the prayers.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate your prayer. I'll take that.
Absolutely.
I'll take that.
You know, I keep on telling people, I want people to know, life is tough. I was having a conversation with my mom over the weekend. And you know, people act like everything is all under control. But there are hidden things that go on in the corners of your mind that are hidden demons of your own. And people think that you've put on this facade, and most people do this. They put on this great facade that everything is just fine. I have no cares in the world. Everything is perfect. Life is good, and I have no imperfections. I have no issues.
How many times have you asked somebody how's it going and they were really honest with you?
Very seldom. And how often
very
do you
seldom.
Ask and really want to know?
Very yeah. seldom.
Correct. And people look at people and, you know, they don't think that, you know, people get up and give speeches. And they don't know that there are people that get up and give speeches for a living. And they get sick every time they have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're very, very insecure about a whole lot of things. They have major insecurities. I mean, you look at some of your actresses and actors, you would think that they would have a carefree life. And they're so twisted in the mind, it's unbelievable.
Oh, they're overdosing every day.
Right. And drugs. And I was watching Ray Charles over the weekend. And it was a movie. It's a movie about his life with Jamie Foxx. And Jamie Foxx really did an incredible job, and he did it with the guidance of Ray Charles himself before he passed away. And, you know, people didn't know what went on in Ray Charles' life that caused him to become a junkie.
Oh, I didn't know he was.
You got to see the movie.
Okay.
The last thing he really saw was his brother get drowned in a wash pan. And he stood there and watched because he thought he was playing. And then he went blind. And so the last image, so every time he would freak out about water being on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before he started getting high. It was just flashback because he lived in darkness, and so the imaging that he had in his mind, one of the last things he really, really saw was his brother become drowned and his mother going over to the wash pan and picking him up and going to the funeral. So that was his last, and can you imagine that being in your mind and then the lights going out?
How old was he when he lost his sight?
I can't remember, but he was young. He was very young, maybe 7, 8.
Preteen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so can you imagine that being... that being locked in your head,
mm-hmm.
and never seeing anything else past it.
You know, there's a lot of things like that. When I had my back problem,
yeah.
Thank God, the morning I was discharged, there was on biography, there was a biography of Tammy Wynette, and Tammy Wynette was a junkie.
Oh.
And she was a morphine addict, and when she died, she was actually on a constant drip. And she couldn't kick it, and they kept giving her more back surgeries. They said her last back surgery, it took them 4 hours to get to the scar tissue.
Wow.
And I'm looking at this, and I got this bottle of pills in my hand, and I'm thinking, there ain't no way we're going down this highway.
Hey, speaking of which, keep Ben in your prayers. He's
mm-hmm.
in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Went to see him last night. He's still Ben, you know, so he's going to live. But keep him in your prayers and let him know.
Got a hoof problem.
He got a hoof problem.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Eric. How are you?
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend? I hope it was better than families, right?
Yeah, I had a great time. Had a nice 4th of July weekend. Barbecued.
Okay.
Lit off some fireworks.
You lit off fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
So you like to burn money?
I guess you could say that.
And listen, I love, don't get me wrong, I love DJ Allen. I love the people that own. I think they're wonderful people. But every time I see fireworks go up, I look at them make money. I'm like, woo, I missed an opportunity.
I tell you what, there's a lot of people spend $1,500, $2,000 on fireworks.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I was out there when I picked up the sparklers for the daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
They had customer of the month, $7,500 one lady spent.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You like to burn money. Good morning, Alabama. How are you this morning? He ain't there. Well, I'm going to take a break.
I think we should do that.
And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I do want to come back and talk about that because I was really amazed how people, even that are close to you, don't realize that you got issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think that you really have them, and you take for granted that people have things that go on in their life that they don't even tell their family about. And then, you know, you wonder why you can't get along. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Today is Open Mic Monday. Let's keep it, you know, somewhat. We're going to go through some political talk. But, you know, keep it lively, keep it respectful, and keep it, you know, going forward. We'll be right back.
Because you're not correct. challenges handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of them.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Michael Savage.
Christy, he's the king of bacon.
No kidding.
The minute he embraced Obama, we knew already what we were getting. Christy showed himself to be a fat McCain without any military background. I mean, if you want to reduce it to its simplest term. Christy is a fat McCain without any military backup.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
And if she comes.
We're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And six of it in studio with me. Jeff is off today. I want to send our condolences out to the King family. That's where Jeff is. I'll be going there this afternoon. Lost their mom. And Friday, I did parades.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in parades, we throw out candy. And I never remember getting that big of a sack of a bag of candy when I was a kid. I don't. I don't remember. If anybody can tell me if they remember getting that, I mean, these kids had pounds of candy. It was bigger. It was better than trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's not good for them, and there's nothing wrong with it. But every parade that I'm in, I begin to see just in how entitled the American children are.
Well,
because we pass candy out. We throw candy from the cars. You got at least 75, people in there, and most of us have candy that we're passing out.
Well, the,
let me finish.
Okay.
And so we'll throw candy to the kids, and candy will be sitting at their feet. And we're talking about wrapped candy. We're not talking about, gumballs that you can't pick up because they're dirty. We're talking about wrapped candy. They won't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. What?
We do an awful lot of crying about poverty in this country, but we do not understand poverty.
Oh, no.
We do not understand poverty.
No, no. We don't want to understand it.
You know.
The thing is,
we keep changing what poverty is every time we get wealthier. Because poverty is relative.
And I understand that we hate the 1% because they have more than us. But
speak for yourself.
What?
I don't hate the 1%.
I'm just saying we hate them. I'm just talking about American in general.
We're jealous. Yeah. We've been taught to be covetous, and we've been taught.
I'm not jealous.
We've been taught to be covetous. Our government plays on our emotions of covetousness and stealing.
Is it our government or is it our media?
Both.
Because it's the government made up by the people.
But we got a man in the White House that won two elections on stealing and covetousness.
There you go already. Jeez, oh man, you're getting like...
We're 30 minutes in.
You're getting like Jeff and Ben. Jeez.
That's what the whole pay your fair share thing is all about. It's about making people want the government to steal from your next door neighbor on your behalf.
So what's the okay? Let me ask you this: what's the difference between and Eric and Alabama? Your mics are up. What's the difference between President Bush and President Obama? Since you wanted to go there,
I don't remember President Bush pushing the steal from your neighbor to give to you as much as Obama. As far as the other stuff, the surveillance and the Patriot Act and all that stuff, I think there's 6 to 1, half a dozen to the other.
Because I said this to someone over the weekend. Someone they instant messaged me on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and they said, "Do you really believe that President Obama is a worse president than Bush?" And I said, "Yes." I said, but that's a loaded. I said, that's a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but I do believe that President Obama is not a leader.
No, he's not.
I think that, and I heard this morning. President Bush was not a good thinker. But President Obama is not a good leader.
I think President Bush was a very good thinker.
And I'm just saying, I heard this morning, mm-hmm. and I think that President Bush made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But President Obama, his leadership is just bad.
Well, he's not a leader. He never has been a leader, and there's nothing in his past to indicate that he ever was a leader.
And so since he is – well, because when you look at leadership, leadership brings people together.
Right.
And gets them to work for a common goal.
Right.
I don't see anything that this president has brought together except for the LGBT community.
From the time he got elected, he has been all about dividing.
He's not a leader. He's an organizer. He's not a leader. He's an organizer.
He's a divider.
Well, what's the difference between an organizer and a leader? Help us out, because I agree with you.
He likes to basically like fix it. He likes to divide, stir up trouble, rabble rouse, whatever word you want to use. That's kind of what he does.
So why are we overwhelming? Because I said to someone, and I'm if he were a white man, would we really give him the pass in America that he gets today?
No.
Well,
this man is getting a pass
on a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was
by a lot of people.
Just think if President Bush would have said, we're no longer going to enforce the income tax, and he signed an executive order and did it.
I don't think that was what it was.
Because, or something to that effect, something that conservatives really hate that's on the books, a law that conservatives hate that's on the books.
He signed
the executive order, said we're not going to enforce DOMA. He signed an executive order, said we're not going to enforce immigration. He's been signing executive orders to not enforce the law of the land. That's what the call.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Eric. Speaking of DOMA, I cannot believe that picture you posted last night. That was unbelievable. You see this?
You talking about the guy in the flag?
No, we've got that. This is way past the flag.
Oh, I didn't see it.
This was, Eric, why don't you explain it?
There was a picture of a same-sex wedding, two men. One
and
guy
man
wearing
has
a
on
tuxedo,
a...
and the other guy is wearing a tuxedo dress, or I don't know what that thing was. It had like a trail at the bottom. What's it called? A tail trail at the bottom?
No, it's called train. It's called a train.
Train, yeah. It was like
called
a movie with six.
Dude, it's
I'm looking. Oh, that's two guys. I scrolled past
yeah.
that, and I didn't even pay attention to it. That's two guys.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. That ain't no way.
Ain't no way what?
No, that's just wrong.
I like I said, Tracy, I would be kicked out of that wedding because I would not stop laughing.
Yeah. I'd have to excuse myself politely, too. There it is.
I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, like I said,
I wouldn't have gone.
This
I wouldn't have gone. But it was what bothered me with it was I saw the children. And as I said, people live how they choose to live, but the image of normality of this bothers me. The imaging of normality bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing their best to make this a normal way of life.
I remember I seem to remember reading someplace. Good is evil and evil is good.
Oh, it's in the Bible.
No.
Yeah, that's in the Bible. That's in the Bible, but that's something different. Uh-huh. Good morning, Jeffrey.
It's the same thing. It's calling evil good and good evil. If you're a Christian, you're evil. If you are a homosexual, adulterer, or anything, you're good. That's what the world is right now. You see them making glorifying things. That they're still trying to kill Monica Lewinsky, but they hailed Bill Clinton.
Well, they got to kill Monica Lewinsky. Because Monica Lewinsky's going to hold on. Oh, Jeff, hold on, wait a minute. She can throw a monkey wrench in Hillary 16.
Yeah, no. I heard this morning that the president already said he's going to support Elizabeth Warren.
Oh boy, that would be something.
He's already trying to talk Elizabeth Warren into running because he don't want Hillary to run because he says she's too moderate.
Well, here's the thing: Elizabeth Warren seems to have some sense and doesn't seem to be a liar. That would be very serious. And you have to look at this. And what do you mean by Jeff is off today? I'm always off. What are you talking about? You hear me?
I hear you.
I'm always off, so don't be talking about I'm off today. I'm off every day. So now, anyway, so enough with the self-degradation. Now, here it is. People are not waking up. They don't know that they are about to not be free. They don't know that they're about to be... It's just like the frog in the cold water in the pot. He doesn't know that he's dying. You know, that's what's going on with the people of America. And they're hailing the fire and the pot.
Well, we forget that, you know, I think it was Thomas Jefferson said, a government that's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take it all away. And the more you keep getting from your government, the more control they have over you. And that's the thing we seem to have forgotten in the country is freedom is hard. And people fail when they're free.
That's,
you know,
right.
When you're in bondage, the most secure person in the in the United States is the one that's in maximum security.
That's true.
He ain't got to worry about nothing. You know,
right.
Three hots and a cot, you know. But if you're a free person, you got to worry about feeding yourself, clothing yourself, keeping a roof over your head. A truly free person.
That's true. That's what I said last week. That's like
but you know
slave.
What? All this bleeding heart liberalism is going to turn into euthanizing. And you watch. You let the progressives take over, and you will see death row people euthanized immediately. Why? Because there's not going to be enough of anything to go around, because wherever they go, they just like rats or geese, they destroy the ability of the nation to make money. They always do
well,
it. This is what they do.
Well, this immigration thing is creating a huge crisis.
Oh my God.
They're dropping. They said they were going to drop a plane load of people every 72 hours in that little California town of Murrieta.
Women, well, don't go to immigration yet. That's a whole other topic for a whole other day.
It's all part of the same. It's all part of the same package, because we can't support. There's an unlimited amount of resources if people are allowed to get them. The problem is, when you make it so it's not profitable to go after them, people lose the backbone and the want, wish to go get them. Hunger is a great motivator.
That's what I said about the entitlement.
Right.
From the parade that we had for the 4th of July that talks about independence and freedom, we're throwing candy at children. The candy is landing in front of them. But the kid won't bend down.
The
pick it up.
The Fireman's Festival at Sebring. A lady in our Sunday school class brought in two Walmart bags full of candy that her three grandchildren picked up.
Right.
And she said, I can't let these kids have all this candy.
But mine is not about giving it to them. They're not earning it. Mine is when we went to hand it out to them, they wanted me to put it in the bag. They didn't want to pick it up. They didn't want to take it from me. Just drop it in the bag, because I don't have to work for anything. I don't have to reach down and pick it up.
Well, that's you're taking that kind of far. But
how is that kind of? You got to understand the little things like that. Jeff, you
well,
and
it's
I.
It's 4th of July. I mean, it's a celebration.
No, no, no.
So,
Jeff, this is not about them getting the candy. It's about candy being at their feet and them not bending over to pick it up.
Oh well,
This is the whole mindset going through the whole parade. We're walking all over candy, passing candy out, because the children that are in front of us will not bend over and pick it up.
Yeah,
and I'm
I understand.
Going, wow, why don't you just bend over and pick it up? And when we hand it to them, they don't want to take it out of our hand. They want us to accidentally drop it in their bag for them. And maybe you get a thank you, and maybe you don't.
That's something different now. I didn't know that, because the way you're saying it, they just do it at their feet, and so they create
no.
the image.
I mean, there's candy flying everywhere.
They wanted candy, and they wouldn't bend over to get it.
But what I'm saying is, we didn't get that much candy, so we drop a gumball, and it wouldn't have a wrapper, and we'd bend over, pick it up, and eat it. 5-second rule.
Right.
Kids today, they have it at their feet, and they won't bend. They didn't want us. They didn't want to take it out of our hand. They wanted us to just place it in the bag for them. And maybe you got a thank you, and maybe you didn't.
Do you understand that? That I do understand.
I'll be right back.
I'm Willie Royce with your headline news. A Jamestown area man is dead after a crash Friday in Green Township. State police say Clifton L. Erb III, 45, veered off Kinsman Road at about 11 p.m. Police say he was not wearing a seatbelt. Erb was thrown from the vehicle that rolled at least once and struck a driveway culvert. He was pronounced dead at the emergency room at UPMC Horizon. Police say a Sharpsville man killed his friend on Friday night as he fought off his attempts to drive him home from a bar. Fred Earl Abbott, 36, started drinking early when he drove himself to the Sharpsville American Legion on West Main Street. There he met his friend. He was joking with him outside, and he ended up kicking him in the stomach, which actually caused him to fall and then die. Hospital personnel said Frederick recently had heart surgery and may have had complications. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Hi there, I'm Jeff Kelly, morning radio DJ. I'm here to tell you it's time for a wake-up call. But I'm not talking about that buzzing alarm clock. I'm talking about waking up to the fact that you might have a serious heart problem. I should know. I had nagging chest pain, and then I failed a stress test, and it opened my eyes to the fact that I needed help. Thanks to the good people at Northside Medical Center, I'm still here to tell you about it. So here's your wake-up call. Know the signs of a heart attack, including shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness, chest pain, arm or jaw pain, and cold sweat. If you experience any of those, call 911. And even if you don't experience those symptoms, find out if you're at high risk. Take a free heart risk assessment at vcheart.net, a service of Northside Medical Center, a certified chest pain center.
The best things in life are free.
The world is changing.
Hello? Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Diva, are you there? Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Because I got the radio on, and I can hear the radio, but I can't hear the show over the phone.
Oh, so they're back on?
Yeah, they're back on.
And I don't have any way of contacting them to let them know. Is
yeah,
anybody in the chat room let them know we can't hear them over the air over the phone?
Yeah, no, I don't have my tablet with me. I'm outside in the garage.
Yeah, I don't have a cell phone anymore.
And I don't know the local number.
I'll call into the local number.
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah, something's wrong, Alabama, because ain't no audio.
They said good morning, Alabama, but then they unmuted my mic and then said good morning, but I can't hear them.
They're having some problems, because I got the radio on, AM 600, and I can hear them on the radio. And
you heard them say good morning, Alabama.
Yeah, I heard them say, yeah, they called, they said his name for Diva, too. And I don't know, Diva just said she can call local and try to tell them there's something
wrong.
They're
going to waste some barbecue sauce on the doggone.
I'm talking about the circuit board.
Yeah,
the board.
Okay, there. That should have taken care of that. I don't know what in the world.
Okay, Tracy. Yeah, Tracy. You
were
having some
problems. Yeah, hold on. Hey, what'd you say, Eric?
You were having some problems there. I couldn't hear you on Blog Talk because Alabama and Diva were there, but we couldn't. There was no sound.
Yeah, I found that out. I don't know what happened.
The phone line dropped or something.
Yeah, the phone just dropped.
We've been having computer and internet and technical issues all morning.
Could you hear?
You didn't hear me when I first called in this morning because you said my Alabama. I was unmuted.
I know. How you doing? Good morning.
What's going on? I want to tell you about
the
little concert I went to.
Back in the Blog Talk line?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What'd you say?
You had a nice little concert down here in Atlanta with T-Sweat. You remember Total from Bad Boy back in the day?
No.
You don't remember Total?
No.
Total?
Okay, Total. Yeah, but seriously.
Anyway. They went off. I love Total and Bobby Valentino. We had a good little time.
What did Total say? What did they say?
Can't You See? And it's a bunch of songs they got. You have to kind of be a fan, you know. You would probably know who Total is.
Do you know
who Total is?
Is that the Notorious B.I.G.?
Well, he was on the song, Can't You See? Total.
I don't know them people.
Can't you see what you do? You remember that.
That was in the 80s, right?
That wasn't no 80s. That was like 95, 96.
I would not have. I was not a part of any type of music genre at that time. At
you,
all.
You didn't have to be a part of it. You couldn't hear it on the radio?
No, because I wasn't listening to the radio at the time. I was completely out of any type of secular music at that time. So
well,
I missed a whole lot.
We had a good little time. We got us some barbecue, and it was a BYOB. We had our own liquor and everything. Had a good little time.
You
made us some drinks. Oh, yeah. Had a good little time.
So you ate barbecue? Pork is bad for you. You shouldn't have eaten barbecue.
Man, look here. I eat my wheatgrass during the week and
you can have
water
barbecue.
And all that. I'm going to get me some barbecue when I want it.
I make barbecue beef.
Huh?
I make barbecue beef. I make pulled beef the same way you make pulled pork.
People eat barbecue pork.
How do you know?
Y'all ever been to a Brazilian restaurant?
Pork. What'd you say?
You ever been to a Brazilian restaurant?
I have, yeah.
Where they bring the meat to you?
Where they bring the meat?
Yeah, you select
and cook it in front of you?
The meat you want. Yeah,
no.
Man. I just. You ain't never had that?
No. That's above my pay grade.
No, I mean, ain't gonna lie, it ain't cheap, but it's they got one down here that's cheap. I've been going to any number $10, but usually they charge like $60-$70 for it.
Hold on, Alabama. I got to pull up the Diva because I got to ask Diva why she's not in jail. Diva, how did you get out of jail? Because, you know, if I'd have pulled you over, I'd have put you in jail.
Why?
I don't know. Just because you hit the police officer upside the head, dented his car.
Yeah, Diva, I wanted to, yeah, I saw that. What happened, Diva?
What in the world did you do?
Officer.
Do you know what you did?
There wasn't a police officer.
You went
officer.
Off on a policeman.
I didn't go off on a policeman.
Who'd you go off on?
Somebody who made me mad, and the old me came out.
Diva.
What?
You're not supposed to do. That's not smart.
No, when you're touching me inappropriately, yeah, you gonna get yours.
We'll come back to that in a minute. Good morning, South Carolina. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome
good
to Tracy
morning,
and Friends.
Good morning. What in the fever? I can't make heads or tails of what you put on Facebook. What happened?
I thought
you
hit the policeman.
What? Is there video?
he might got security cameras. Might be on the security cameras.
But wait a minute. Now, you got to give me a because, like I said, I couldn't make heads or tails of what you were saying on Facebook. When you put it up there, you must have been pretty, pretty upset. So,
yeah.
So the cop.
So tell
us
a story. Wait a minute. I thought it was a cop.
No, I'm mad at the way the police officer handled the situation. That's what made me mad.
Oh. Tell us what happened, Diva. I only got about 7 minutes. Tell us what happened because we're reading this on Facebook, and you know, I know with your little sassy mouth that you wouldn't, and you was yapping 50 miles a minute.
No. See, y'all got to learn the difference between my on air personality and my off air personality. I'm very respectful to those who respect me, and the police officer. At first was respectful when he responded to my call, but then I didn't even get sassy with him. I might roll my eyes a couple of times and ignore some of the stupid questions he asked me, I didn't like the way he handled the situation, because if I tell you that someone is trying to grope me, put their hand up my skirt, you shouldn't be worried about whether or not this person is still soaked in a cherry Pepsi. I don't care. So,
okay. So everyone knows you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLN. Diva, Diva's one of my Facebook friends, and I'm reading Facebook and I'm reading this post, and she's talking about somebody was trying to fill her up, and she got Pepsi and dented a car, and she's mad at the Liberty Police, and I'm like, I thought the police officer did it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is she not in jail? I wonder how she got out of jail.
Oh, that's how I thought.
You know what though? I thought I was going to go to jail because he was reaching, and he looked. I thought he was going to put in handcuffs because I dented up dude's car. But then when I told him dude destroyed my iPhone, he threw it on the ground. And he was like,
"Ooh,
oh, okay."
Good.
And he said, "What did you do? How did you do that? Like, what could you possibly do that with?" I said, "My shoe, my stiletto." And so,
I'm glad you didn't hit the man with the stiletto. You really would have been in jail.
Almost.
Hey, good morning, Covina, man.
You can kill somebody with one of those.
Absolutely.
Hey, good morning. Y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jeff had said you had went too far. You guys must have had something in your prune juice this weekend, because I could have sworn Jeff said that the progressives are going to start killing people, and progressives don't even believe in the death penalty. So something is incongruent here.
Yeah, they do. If you look at Woodrow Wilson, the two biggest progressive presidents we've ever had, Woodrow Wilson and FDR, both interned people. So yes, they do believe in concentration camps.
You're going back.
And they do believe in killing people.
What are you going to do, the 1800s or something? I'm talking about today.
No, it's kind of like 1913 and 1940,
1941. Okay, none of us were alive.
1917. Honey, I really don't want us to go off to a tangent. We weren't alive, but you got to understand, if we're not careful, things that happened yesterday can happen again. I mean, the same thing's going on over in Iraq right now. I mean, you know, America came out, we thought it was over, and we found out there was a fire still started.
Okay, so if you're gonna go back to 1930, can I go back to
1917?
Can I go back to Plessy v. Ferguson and talk about how you white people do? Or is it, did that change? Can I go back? How far back can we go?
You can go all the way back.
Yeah, no problem. Because
seriously, I don't want to hear no white crap, crazy stuff today. It's the beginning of July. I got a newfound freedom.
But the fact is, whenever we talk about black issues and things, mostly all conservatives and a lot of white people, and I got in this conversation the other day, why do we always have to go back? Why do we always have to talk about back then? I think what Kavina Man is saying, well, what happened back then with progressives is not the same today, because most liberals do not believe in a death penalty. We do not. I don't know.
But they believe in genocide, Diva.
They believe in genocide.
They believe in genocide. Just because you don't believe in the death, listen, genocide, the death penalty. You know, everybody has their own side that they're on and what they tolerate and what they don't. I mean, murder in the womb and murder as a heinous crime is two different things. But both of them are, one is called killing and one's called murder. But when you look at innocent blood, you can't say that a child that is in a womb has done anything. The cause to be killed.
That was Kavina Man's point.
Hillary Clinton came right out. Diva, Hillary Clinton came right out and said she looks at herself as an early 20th century progressive. That's her ideology. Believe me, she knows exactly what that means. She was counting on you not to know what that meant.
Hold on, Diva, sweetheart.
Go back to Kavina Man and let him finish him, since you're speaking for him, but let him finish his own thought.
I think you guys are high on something. I don't know. But basically, let me just say, because Jeff had this.
America and our.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Jeff ain't here. Let me get back to what your guest had said. And I think that we can see the reason why there's stagnation in the country right now, when the only bills that's being passed on any issue is either Obamacare or abortion issues in the House, and of course the Senate is not going to take that up. The Senate passes laws, and of course the House is not going to pass it. It's not going to bring those up. So we're sitting in a situation where I don't care what the subject is. If immigration, he had mentioned that. There's nobody in the House is going to bring up a bill on immigration.
Listen, again, I got to take a break. But when you look at leadership, and I asked this question at the beginning of the segment, I said over the weekend, President Obama is not a good leader because he cannot bring people together to get them to actually concentrate on a common goal. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
On ABC News, I'm Richard Davies. It's not clear exactly where the information came from, but U.S. authorities are clearly on the lookout for a new type of terror, perhaps a bomb in a mobile device on a plane. Part of a new order from the TSA for some passengers is that devices that cannot power on will not be allowed on U.S.-bound planes from overseas airports.
The TSA agents and their counterparts in Europe and in the Middle East are told to power up the device, in fact, to see if it really is what it's intended to be.
Ray Kelly, an ABC News law enforcement consultant.
We do know that a relatively small amount of explosive material can cause catastrophic damage on a passenger aircraft. There's an increase in warlike talk between Israelis and Palestinians. Hamas has promised revenge for the killing of a Palestinian teenager. Israeli officials say three Israeli suspects in the death have confessed to the crime. Israel carried out airstrikes against Palestinian militant targets in Gaza overnight. In Nigeria, dozens of girls who were abducted by an Islamic extremist group 2 weeks ago have managed to escape, but more than 200 schoolgirls abducted in April are still missing. Pot sales will be legal in Washington State starting tomorrow morning. The first two dozen stores will be allowed to legally sell marijuana. They got the okay overnight.
I'm going to get them product on Tuesday one way or another.
Store owner Bob Leeds scrambling to get supplies. Pope Francis met today with six victims of child sexual abuse by priests. The president of the U.S. Catholic League, Bill Donahue, says it's important to put this in perspective.
We have 40,000 priests in the United States. We have an average of 7.0 credible accusations made in the last 5 years.
This is ABC News.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $849. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com. Or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
In Germany, more anger over reports of U.S. spying on an ally. At the ABC News foreign desk, Tom Rivers.
Did a mid-ranking German intelligence officer hand over at least 200 sensitive documents to the U.S. over the past couple of years? A 31-year-old man is currently being held under suspicion of spying. It's very serious. And if it proves to be true, German Chancellor Merkel, for one, says it would be a clear contradiction of trust between the two allies. Other German politicians go even further, saying trust in Washington is heading to zero. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
There's a July 20th target date for a deal over Iran's nuclear program, but diplomats say talks in Vienna are making little headway. Still disagreement, apparently, on the constraints Iran would have to accept in exchange for a full end to economic sanctions. The stock market opening today lower after a record high close last week. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Since 1936, DAP's goal has been your complete satisfaction and has become the nation's number one destination for electronics and appliances. Shop DAP.com for a better experience. Free delivery on thousands of items. Apt, pleasing people since 1936.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, Ford Fusion helps you stay connected with available voice-activated sync technology. Get one now for only $1.99 a month. For details, visit DriveOneOhio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Mark Levin.
I think the American people are starving for a leader. That is somebody who doesn't want to fundamentally transform America, but somebody who wants to save the Republic. That's what we're talking about.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
I have a question for Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Clinton, how would you define the word liberal? And would you use this word to describe yourself? Thank you.
No, Rob, you know, it is a word that originally meant that you were for freedom, that you were for the freedom to achieve, that you were willing to stand against big power and on behalf of the individual. Unfortunately, in the last 30, 40 years, it has been turned up on its head, and it's been made to seem as though it is a word that describes big government, totally contrary to what its meaning was in the 19th and early 20th century. I prefer the word progressive, which has a real American meaning, going back to the progressive era at the beginning of the 20th century. I consider myself a modern progressive, someone who believes strongly in individual rights and freedoms, who believes that we are better as a society when we're working together, and when we find ways to help those who may not have all the advantages in life get the tools they need to lead a more productive life for themselves and their families. So I consider myself a proud, modern, American progressive, and I think that's the kind of philosophy and practice that we need to bring back to American politics.
So you wouldn't use the word liberal, you'd say progressive. Senator Gravel, are you a liberal?
I wouldn't use either word. I find a little better than that. We've had Zach ask about change. We're not going to see any change when these people get elected. We've asked about that we're united. We're not united. I'm not united on many of their views. And I want to take on Barack Obama for a minute, who said he doesn't take money from lobbyists. Well, he has 134 bundlers. Now, what does he think that is? And besides that, he has received money from a Robert Wolf, the head...
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. The number is 347-945-5229. You know, she claimed herself to be a 20th century
progressive.
But she said she's a modern progressive. She said that she slid them two together, and she's trying to collide them.
But she can't, because she said she believed in the individual, and then she said we all have to work together.
Well,
you can't have both. You can't have it either way. Either you believe that the individual is the preeminent is preeminent in a society, or you believe that the collective is preeminent in a society. You can't have it both ways.
Why can't I have it both ways?
Because you can't.
Why can't I have my cake and eat it too? I don't understand.
Because once you eat it, you don't have it anymore.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Was not the civil rights movement about ensuring the individual rights of African Americans, but we did it as a collective group?
No.
Mm-mm.
If you look at the civil rights movement, the civil rights movement was a voice of community, of a common unity, which makes you a representative or a republic. It was a republic of people or a group of people that had one common voice, saying that we wanted to have rights in America like everyone else.
What does collective mean to you guys?
Well, hold on. No, let me finish. When I say collective, but what happened was, as an individual, we took away your freedom. So now we say, if you stand alone, you have no right.
Because the thing is, true freedom is the freedom not to act. I don't have to buy health care.
I shouldn't have to buy something.
I don't have to have a driver's license if I don't want to participate in the society. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that if I don't want to participate.
And
that is true freedom.
And what's happening today, Diva, what's happening today is we are making people
participate
in everything that we think they should, whether we – it's like wearing a seatbelt. If I'm in a car and I choose not to wear a seatbelt, why am I fined for not wearing it?
And by the same token, my insurance company should be able to write in my policy, if I have an accident and I'm not wearing a seatbelt, I'm not covered.
Correct.
Let me ask another question.
Hold on,
it's like that picture, Tracy.
Which one?
It's like the wedding picture. If you don't mind that wedding picture, then you're the freak. Then you're the pervert, you know?
Right. Right.
True freedom is the freedom not to participate. I fully agree when Ron Paul said, they asked Ron Paul, if you make $50,000 a year and you choose not to buy health care, should the hospital be forced to treat you? And Ron Paul said in the debate, no. I agree with that.
If I choose not to participate, I choose not to get treated.
Right.
And if I can't pay,
so
I
let
have
me
to pay
ask,
for it out of my pocket.
Let me ask you a question again, because we live in a completely separate, different time. We had this conversation last week about the differences that this country has gone through and how they treat the black people. So I want to ask you a question.
Diva, I'm going to say this. No, I'm going to finish this one. I don't want my show every day to be about black folk. Do you understand that?
This is about individual rights.
Listen. I'm saying this out loud. If you can ask your question, we'll answer it. But I do not want this show to be entirely 100% about people of color. Other people listen, and I want all people to participate. If you want to ask about individual rights come as American citizens and not just for black folks only.
Well, I can't speak about other people, Tracy, because I'm black. I'm not any other race. I can only speak to the individual freedoms and individual rights of what I know, which is being black.
Diva.
So my question sticks is,
go ahead.
Do you feel because of the you feel the individual's right to see overseas or outweighs that of the collective? So do you feel that businesses have the right to do what they want to do if they feel like, look, I don't want to be bothered with this type of people. And
Diva,
this ain't even just going to homosexuals.
But, Diva, here's the deal. You keep talking about Jim Crow. Jim Crow was government-forced segregation. Government-forced.
Ron Paul.
It wasn't individual. It wasn't individuals saying, I don't want to serve black people. It was the heavy hand of government saying, you will not serve black people.
And let me also say this.
When you look at
what's going on in our world, I should be able to choose that which I choose,
and I should live with the consequences of my choices.
But what's happening? We're making everyone become a monolithic society. So if I choose, if I have a church. And my church is against homosexuals. Why would you make me hire a homosexual person who's married to another person?
Exactly. And Tracy, just to kind of clarify something, you know, Jim Crow was one thing, but Diva, here's to show how the collective or the individual rights were kind of messed up by those that were in power. You see, you know, people have a kind of a skewed outlook on what poll taxes and you had to be able to read and stuff like that. Well, those laws were kind of put in place to keep people in line and it affected black folks. But here's the dirty truth about it: it also affected white folks because if you didn't own land and you didn't pay taxes in the state of South Carolina, you didn't vote. If you couldn't read, you didn't vote. That's the bottom line. That's how they kept the poor and those that they felt were undesirable out of the whole system. The same thing with Margaret Sanger and her group, the way she wanted to get rid of those that are undesirable, keep them from breeding, keep them from having kids, to keep them from tainting our perfect utopian society. That's what
we're
doing. Okay, but again, I'm not
human
talking
weeds.
About
human weeds. She called poor white people, Italians, Irish, blacks.
Because they weren't white.
Right. They weren't.
They're not white.
They were human weeds, and they were to be exterminated.
What did you say, Covina?
I think what Diva is trying to bring some logic to a situation. I don't think that that's going to work. My thing is it comes down to this. I think that I think I mentioned on the show before, Romney could have ran an election saying vote for him because white folks are not going to work with Obama. We're just going to have years of stagnation, and if you want something done, get somebody white in there, because white folks are not going to do it. Stick is the perfect. Let me just put this.
Covina, man, it's not about working with him because he's not black or white. I'm not going to let a drunk person drive my car, period. That's what this is about. If you
go ahead.
Hey, Tracy.
Hold on, Pianchi. I mean, let me say this. I asked this question earlier, and I don't think we quite get it. If President Obama was not a man of color and was not the first black president, he wouldn't be getting away with a lot of stuff that he's getting away with today.
I said that.
And we keep on acting like, you know, and I'm talking about black folks wouldn't be letting him get away with stuff that this man is getting away with. If we change the color of his skin, if he actually just showed up one day and became white, it would change the whole paradigm of America. And we won't be honest about that.
What's going to happen if Rand Paul gets elected president in 2016 and the first thing he does is signs an executive order saying there is no more Obamacare?
He's not going to do it. Y'all can say it on the 7-7-14.
What I'm saying is what would be the outcry if he did? Because that's what this president's doing.
I don't know.
He's signing executive orders, not enforcing the law.
See, that's your issue. I'm talking about the overall scope of
things. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. This guy's getting away with stuff.
No, I'm talking about the overall, whether it be the covering of Obamacare, whether it be executive orders, whether it be what he says, what he doesn't do, whether it be Middle East, whether it be foreign policy, whether it be domestic issues, whether it be unemployment. I don't care what it is, no matter what this president is doing, he is not his leadership, even with the lack, because President Bush didn't have any support in Congress either.
Right.
See, the thing is, you know, you guys can say...
Don't talk on top of me. He had a Democrat Congress.
He had a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate.
And he did not get anything. They were naming post offices. He was not getting anything done either. We need to be honest about that. And President Obama's not getting anything done because of how it's split up. But what he can do... he's not doing, and as far as his leadership of being able to coalesce people and actually get them to work with him, he has failed at it miserably. And that is the problem.
You don't look at a senior senator from Arizona across the table and say, John, I won. Live with it.
He did that. He was wrong in doing that, but I mean, even going down the lines, even what he did with when he went over and didn't ask Congress about freeing the young man, Bergman. Was it Bergdahl?
Oh, Bergdahl, yeah.
Bergdahl. That's not how you win friends and influence people. We need to buy him a book. That's not how you do it. And so what we're up against is we're up against an inept government based upon personalities that really are not leading and not doing the job. And if he was a man of any other color, especially with the unemployment and things that are going on in the black community, we would be after him with a lynching pin.
I'm not sure, but is
Bush and Cheney in jail? Have they been impeached?
For what?
Don't. Hi, Bianchi. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I was going to make mention. We talk about the things that blacks went through. Of course, they have their own special situation. I agree. But, hey, look at Catholics, how they was treated by the Protestants.
Mm-hmm.
They had their houses burned. They was beat up, killed. Had the churches burnt. So bad things happened there. And, you know, another point, too. If Romney had won the presidency in 2012, you would probably still have the stalemate. If you look at the number of people that
Absolutely.
Voted against Obama compared to the number, it's almost equal. So you're always going to have – those people are just not going to lay over and die. I mean, who said that just because you win, I have to accept the things that you come with? That's what they were voting against you for in the beginning.
See, we forget that we have co-equal – or that there's supposed to be co-equal branches of government. One is not supposed to have any more authority than the other. And over the last – probably since Teddy Roosevelt, we have been allowing our presidents to gain more and more power – over top of the Congress. and it's wrong. They're supposed to have equal amounts of power in all three branches of government.
And it's been overreached for years.
Yeah.
And it started with President Obama. We're not going to blame him
for
this.
No, it started with Teddy Roosevelt. Really, it did.
Absolutely. And he used the media, he used the radio and the media and the newspaper to advance his agenda.
Teddy Roosevelt was the first president that looked at the Constitution as well. The attitude of presidents before Teddy Roosevelt was, if it doesn't say I can do it in the Constitution, I can't do it. Teddy Roosevelt was the first one to say, well, if it doesn't say I can't do it, then I guess I can.
But the thing is, you guys are totally overlooking, even let's say that last Supreme Court, where they said he couldn't appoint the people to the office.
In recess.
Right, in recess. So, but the thing is, he couldn't get anybody to pass any job, anything. Everything was on shutdown.
Covina, you act like this is new.
But this is brand new because he was getting nobody. So he had to take some extraordinary means, and then that didn't work. The Supreme Court.
Covina.
But then let me just finish this. Then Harry Reid had to say, okay, we're gonna amend the Senate process where you can't do this anymore. That's how bad it got.
Covina, man, it was a Republican that started that nuclear option. Don't get it twisted. This is policy. This is a grown man's game.
Don't think that
because Obama's in office, this is new. The Republicans started this last year with with the nuclear option, and there was the seven that decided no, they weren't going.
It would have been Clinton.
They said they weren't going with it,
and they said no, and they decided not to do it because they said it's going to set a precedence. And what happens when our guy
gets out of the office?
Yep.
Absolutely. And let me say this. This has been going on for years, and President Obama is not the first president who's having a hard time getting people appointed through the confirmation process. This is not new. You guys act like, he showed up, and all of a sudden, y'all picking on the black guy.
And not absolutely.
Let me just say this down completely.
Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
This is crazy.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you can fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Only thing, you can't really bring logic to these people. They don't really accept logic.
Nordman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. That was
y'all don't get
sure.
the
That's
fact
right.
that
you can get Charlie
the,
Staples Barbecue
Sauce.
They
can't
right
accept
store.
The fact that a black
you can
man
put back
is in the highest office
if
of
the
land.
If you can't taste the meat,
they don't
what's
want
the
that.
Pick up the smooth
they
and
can't
delicate.
Handle seeing
Charlie
that, and y'all can't get
sauce.
That.
Next time you find
that
yourself
so
down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The pool cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
They don't like what I'm seeing.
Individualized and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle.
Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Michael Savage. I used to like the title Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, once a very popular book. It always signified to me all of the different stages of all of our lives. And if you've been around a while and you had many different lives or incarnations, you're very lucky to see the world as it really is as opposed to through rose-colored glasses, as it isn't.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's Open Mic Monday, and we're having just a conversation about whatever. And if you want to call in and join the conversation, change the conversation, please don't hesitate to do so. The number is 347-945-5229, and I am on a I don't know what it is. I've got a nostalgic thing going. It's not happy. Everybody else is playing happy now. I'm off. Because everybody's playing happy. You got, you know, CBS is playing happy now in the morning. Everybody's playing happy now. Isn't that a great song, Sticks?
Yeah.
You were supposed to play the airplane song.
I was going to play the airplane song.
You didn't play the airplane song.
You didn't tell me to.
Well, heck. I just had a conversation about this. When I'm slacking, you're supposed to come over and hit me in the head and say, hey.
You started that song before I got a chance to start mine.
You're supposed to say something. I'm sitting in the same room.
We were already up.
So?
This song.
Hey, the number's 347. 945-5229.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seats at an A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the bill.
You know what?
That's good music.
Yeah. Y'all some special people.
What's a guy supposed to do if his fiance cancels a wedding? He can't get his money back on the tickets.
I'm just gonna get drunk on the plane. Okay, jeez, old man. And Diva, listen, can you imagine if I'm not even gonna dignify your comment with an answer. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. The number is 347-945-5229. Stanley, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay.
You know I love you, right?
Now country music's lynching music.
You know I love you, right?
No. Yeah, I know I love you. I was just amazed. I agree with what you're saying. I'm just amazed that people don't go get the help that they need to when they feel to that point. I'm just...
Yeah. It's hard, amazed. Stanley. It's hard. Life is hard. Being a woman is hard. And you guys talk about it's bad, and you say, well, you know... We got 19 personalities and none of them make sense. You know, being a woman is hard. We have some major issues that crawl up in our crawl, and it's like, and you guys are like, what? If you guys knew the stuff that was going on in our minds, it would just blow you away.
Well, the 12-steppers say the first thing you have to do is admit you got a problem. And most of us of either sex refuse to admit we got a problem.
Well, we admit we have a problem. We just don't know what the problem is. You realize that, right?
Either that or we got so many problems we don't know which one to pick first.
And the thing is, you can't be honest about your problems.
Why can't you be honest with your partner or the person that you love about your problems?
Because,
or your friends?
Because your partners don't always remain your friends.
Because if I tell you what's really going on inside my head, you may not love me anymore.
Correct, and I think you'll walk away.
Wow.
I'm just being honest with you. I'm telling you how we feel. I mean, that's how we look at it.
Yeah,
I said, you look at me and say, well, why do you eat? And the reason why I'm eating is because I have my own set of issues that I really don't want you to know about. And so I satisfy myself by eating because my serotonin goes up and it's a feel-good feeling.
There's a reason they call mac and cheese comfort food.
Absolutely. Chocolate, endorphins, you know, there's a reason. And we are doing it in a time today where instead of us just being who we are, we think we need to be other people and be somebody else.
Hey,
yeah, Eric.
You're a Browns fan, aren't you?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's going on with Josh Gordon? Would somebody help that young man?
Is that the young man that got arrested over the weekend for DUI?
Yeah, that DUI down in North Carolina.
I don't know. You know, I just became a Browns fan a couple days ago, and I don't know how long I'm going to stay. It all depends on how the convention goes. Who's making all the noise?
We know. We were just getting ready to blame you.
Turn up, mute your mic. I don't know what's going on with that, but again, that goes back to you know, look at that. Who's that player who is who just got indicted for murder? You know who I'm talking about?
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he got some demons crawling up behind him to lose that much cheddar over something stupid.
Respect.
Who's making the noise?
He lost that money over respect.
It's not me, Tracy, this time.
Yes, it is. South Carolina, mute your mic.
That's not me. I wasn't making noise. My mic was muted on this end.
No, you're making noise. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you've got these young men and these young women who are coming up with great contracts and great careers. I was watching Rinzoli and Isles, and the guy by the name of – he played Jet Jackson growing up. I can't remember the young man's name.
Got me.
Well, he had depression. He struggled with depression, the one that killed himself.
Yeah, but you would think he, with the depression, he got enough money when he had enough money to go to the doctor.
Yeah, but that got to do. My sister get depressed sometimes. She don't know about that depressed, but she gets depressed. And I don't know, man. People like that, they just feel like that sometimes. They just feel those are the thoughts they have.
And there's a lot of people like that. That's what I'm saying. And you look at us like we're normal, and we have an issue.
Well, the thing is, when you get into that, I understand it's just awful hard to realize you're in the middle of it.
You don't even know you're in the middle of it. All you know is...
Look at Robin Williams. He just went in to rehab for what he called a tune-up. Because he relapsed back into...
I could have told him he's crazy. You can tell he's crazy by how he acts.
But...
Jim Carrey is the same way. Anybody that's that funny got to be so seriously twisted.
Yeah, I mean, well look at all of them. I mean, look at you had Belushi.
Yeah.
Farley.
Yeah.
But look, Candy.
Look at Michael Jackson.
Richard
I mean,
Pryor.
But Michael Jackson, part of Michael Jackson's problem was I don't think he ever got over that injury with the fire in the Pepsi commercial.
I think
they said that's when his drug use skyrocketed and went through the roof.
I think his problem started when they accused him of molestation. And I don't think he ever molested a kid.
No. They went after that man because he had that Kellogg.
We know why they went after him, but I'm saying I think that's what destroyed it.
I think he had issues going back to his father, too.
No, his issues went back to him never being able to grow up and be a kid.
Right, right. That's what I think his issues went back.
Then I should have some issues because my mama beat she whipped my tail.
Yeah, but you're still allowed to be a kid.
Yeah, but you take away my childhood and beat me like that, I'm going to be having issues? Because you said going back to his father. His father, if it hadn't have been for his father, they wouldn't be where they are today.
And
so the question is,
he even said growing up it was rough because he said his brothers were older than him and they had groupies going back to their hotel rooms and he was in the rooms with them while you know what went on.
Yeah, see, he was having issues.
That twist you.
Yeah, that will twist you. And he was a young boy. Because remember they had
a wait. How would that twist you?
How would that twist you?
How
would
that gonna twist you? If I'm 6 or 7, I want to see what's going on. I'm you know how kids are.
You don't need to see everything.
Yeah, but that ain't normal. But that's not normal human behavior.
You don't need to see everything at 6 or 7 years old.
Are you telling me there's some kids at 7 and 8, 6 that's not curious?
Oh, no. What I'm saying is going on in those hotel rooms
wasn't normal human
behavior for a normal human being. It was because his brothers were where they were.
One at a time. Let me finish because let me get the question out and finish answering.
It was from where it was happening because of where his brothers were and their fame and fortune. And everything that was going around that young man is going to change his psyche.
But you got
to
realize.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. The point. Can I finish the point?
If you let me
finish
what I'm saying.
The original point I was trying to make was that Michael Jackson made some enemies when he got that Beatles catalog. Then he owned a big part of Sony. Michael Jackson had them in the headlock. They hated him. And quite frankly, I think they killed him.
I agree with you. Did you not miss my point when I said I agree with you? Did you miss that? But I'm talking about how he got twisted in the head. Twisted in the head. Right. How they killed him is one thing. Twisted in the head is another. He was twisted. He was a twisted cat.
He bought the Little Rascals, too, didn't he?
I don't know if the Little Rascals, but the Beatles catalog, they wanted that catalog back. Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead, South Carolina.
Well, listen, one of the things that folks don't look at is the fact that when he did the Pepsi commercial and he got burnt, okay, the man started taking Percocets, okay? That is the same thing. They call it hillbilly heroin, okay? You get on that stuff, and it's hard as heck to get off of it. It will change your outlook. You lose all contact with time. It will cause you to have some, reduced inhibitions. It changes things in your brain. And it gets you to the point where you can't come off of it. But I think the drugs played a major part in shaping who he was from the late 1980s on up until he died.
I would have to disagree kind of because I know people who on Percocets, who take Oxycontin, who take stuff like it's candy on a daily basis. They're functioning. They function. They're not on another level.
It all depends on your tolerance.
Yeah, it depends on your tolerance, but it also depends on that demon that you're dealing with to get rid of. That's why you're using them drugs. A lot of people I know are just using it for recreational, just to get high. They like the high. Michael Jackson was dealing with some deep issues in his life. That's why he was drugging so heavily.
That's what I'm saying. It changes personality.
But it wasn't. The medicine didn't change his personality.
Some people have addictive behavior. I mean, they can take an aspirin and begin and start on their addiction process. That man had some serious major issues.
Right, but that doesn't. Not everybody who takes something is going to get addicted. What the thing is that causes the addiction is some people can't handle taking it, but the addiction itself is dealing with more than just them wanting to take these drugs. It's people.
That's what
if you really sit down and talk to people, but he's making it seem like the drugs changed Michael Jackson's personality. It wasn't really that. It was just. Michael has always been who he was. When you look at him as an adult, he seemed like quiet, shy, timid. He was that way as a child. The drugs just took him to another level where he can escape from whatever he was dealing with. And
have you ever done some serious drugs?
What do you mean? Have I done it recreational, or what do you mean by serious?
Have you ever done cocaine, heroin, opium, any of that?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you what it does. It gives you a way of escape. So whether it be pain pills or whether it be you know, heroin, mm-hmm. whether it be cocaine, whether it be crack, whether it be, you know, morphine, whatever you want, whatever your drug of choice is, even smoking reefer, even smoking weed, marijuana, it's a way of escape. And sometimes when you get, and if you're in a lot, if you have a lot of basketball, football players who've gotten addicted to pain pills, and so while you're during the addiction, not only does it take away the pain, it takes away the pain.
It gives you euphoria.
It takes away the pain, and it takes away the physical pain, but it can actually take away the emotional pain too. And emotional pain hurts a whole lot worse than physical pain. And so
and
I think South Carolina. That's what I'm trying. I think what South Carolina was trying to get to is Michael had issues.
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy? Can you imagine his life, Tracy? He couldn't go anywhere in the world without having a bazillion people screaming passing out and everything else.
Do you know that he's never been? He had never gone to McDonald's like a normal kid.
You want to? Well, if he wants to take his kids to Disney World, he's got to close down a park.
I'm just trying to not go into I got a lot of insight in here. I don't think you guys understand. This man was inoculated by because he had to be.
Mm-hmm. He was the classic boy in a plastic bubble.
Pretty much, and he was weird on top of that, and everybody used him,
mm-hmm.
including his family. Hello.
Yes. He can go to a village in Africa, and people would say would cause a riot. You know, I mean, the guy couldn't.
Yeah.
He had no privacy.
And this is, I mean, like I said, and this spanned like 30, 40 years. Because when I was a kid.
His entire life.
He had no girl.
I mean, how old was he with ABC 1, 2, 3? 6? 7? Yeah.
And when we talk about Stanley and what was going on with his girlfriend, people have issues that you can't come out and tell. Who comes out and says, I think I'm depressed or, you know, I'm having major issues and I want to cut my throat. That's not a conversation that you have at dinner time.
Well, that's a problem, but that's the problem that we have in American society. That is a decision, the conversation you should be having at dinner time. It's the conversation you should be having at any time with your family. The problem
you're not having it with your family.
But
the reason why you don't have it with your family is because people like Diva, because people like you know too much, and all people want people to do is listen and not judge them. And they feel as though if you tell them that you'll be judged.
I don't judge anyone with mental illness. How do you feel? I would judge somebody from in mental illness?
This is not about listen. Because people want you to listen. Listening is a part. Listening is a part of understanding. We don't want you to fix the problem. We just want you to listen to it.
If somebody is telling you that they feel like slitting their wrists, you have no choice but to step in because the problem with mental
like I said.
I'm telling you, Tracy, it she had every opportunity to talk to me. She had every opportunity to be listened to. She had every opportunity to do this. She did her reaction because, like you said, she had an emotion. She was like, it's over. It's my fault. He is one of the men of my life. I can't find somebody better than him. So I will go there and do that and call him up and tell him that. And, of course, as a nice guy that I am, take the car, drive all the way there to her place and freak out.
I'll be right back.
I'm Julio Flores with your headline news. A Jamestown area man is dead after a crash Friday in Green Township. State police say Clifton L. Erb III, 45, veered off Kinsman Road at about 11 p.m. Police say he was not wearing a seatbelt. Erb was thrown from the vehicle that rolled at least once and struck a driveway culvert. He was pronounced dead at the emergency room at UPMC Horizon. Police say a Sharpsville man killed his friend on Friday night as he fought off his attempts to drive him home from a bar. Fred Earl Abbott, 36, started drinking early when he drove himself to the Sharpsville American Legion on West Main Street. There he met his friend. He was joking with him outside. and he ended up kicking him in the stomach, which actually caused him to fall and then die. Hospital personnel said Frederick recently had heart surgery and may have had complications. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Are we paying too much? What will happen if we have a claim? Do these insurance worries sound familiar? At Grange, we know one sure way to cross insurance off your worry list. Talk to a Grange independent agent.
If you're an insurance worrier, the experts at Crab Insurance Agency, your Grange independent agent, has a message for you. Don't worry. We've got this. Call Crab Insurance in Salem at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
Hi there, I'm Jeff Kelly, morning radio DJ. I'm here to tell you it's time for a wake-up call, but I'm not talking about that buzzing alarm clock. I'm talking about waking up to the fact that you might have a serious heart problem. I should know. I had nagging chest pain, and then I failed a stress test, and it opened my eyes to the fact that I needed help. Thanks to the good people at Northside Medical Center, I'm still here to tell you about it. So here's your wake-up call. Know the signs of a heart attack, including shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness, chest pain, arm or jaw pain, and cold sweat. If you experience any of those, call 911. And even if you don't experience those symptoms, find out if you're at high risk. Take a free heart risk assessment at bcheart.net, a service of Northside Medical Center, a certified chest pain center.
It's baseball time, Scrappers fans. The Scrappers return to Eastwood Field for a five-game homestand July 4th through the 8th. Highlighting the homestand is a 4th of July fireworks show, Tyler Naquin bobblehead giveaway, Hall of Champions induction night, strikeout cancer night, and a T-shirt giveaway. For more information, call 330-505-0000, friend them on Facebook, or visit mvscrappers.com. The Scrappers 2014 season is presented by Subway of Niles. Scrappers baseball, baseball with bite.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Okay, is there something wrong with the studio again?
No, they got Tom Brown playing.
You make a pop.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and a friend. Sticks are in the studio tearing up stuff. You know, he just can't have nothing. He can't take folks nowhere. That's what I'm saying. You know, tearing up my little headsets. You know they're cheap. You know I'm cheap. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and I'm here in studio. Don't forget about the power of the Arts Festival at Youngstown State University this upcoming weekend. Put that on your calendar. It's going to be a great time, and I'll give you some more details as the week goes by. But we're going to have a great time. So it starts on Saturday. They have the Arts Festival at Youngstown State.
Mm-hmm.
It starts Saturday morning. And we're going to have a good time. I'm going to stop down there. They've got an artist coming in. I can't think of his name right now. But he's a good jazz artist. But it'll be a great weekend.
Well, Jeff was talking about that.
Yeah, on Friday. I was out at the Cleveland Clinic. And speaking of which, we're really gonna have to start paying attention to our doctors and our physicians, because they, as, you know, Dr. Mason says a lot of things that, you know, we, those of us who are not as health conscious as he is, we do him a little tongue in cheek. So we listen to him, we're like, yeah, right. But I was at the doctor, and they were saying that I was pre-diabetic. And I said, and that was last year. I took some blood work last year, and then I went through some medical procedures during the last year and didn't go back to the endocrinology doctor for some other issues. And instead of them actually taking another blood sample from me, they gave me a prescription based on last year's blood work. Now, in the last year...
You talk diabetic medicine.
Yeah. Now, in the last year, I have been exercising, eating better, taking supplements, doing a lot of things in the last 9 months that I've never done since I was in high school. Going to the gym 3 times a week, working out, you know, lifting weights, doing cardio, really getting it in. And so they wrote me a prescription for pre-diabetic medicine. And
I didn't know there was such a thing.
But they didn't check my blood work first. So how are you going to diagnose me on last year's blood work?
You got me. I mean,
and I was very unsettled by it, and I'm still, it's very, as you can tell, it's still not settling. It's not settling well with me.
Which reminds me, I need to call and make my annual physical appointment.
And so I'm just saying, you know, when you go to the physician, when you go to your doctor, and I was going to a new doctor for another cause, I was going to an endocrinologist, and just because they have PhD and MD and internist and all these ABCs behind their name does not mean that you, because they give you something, you should take it.
Well, everybody knows there's good mechanics and bad mechanics. So wouldn't logic say if there's good mechanics and bad mechanics, there's good doctors and bad doctors?
You would think so, but we always think the doctor knows best. You know, we think that doctors, they're smarter than us, brighter than us. And I'm just here to tell everybody that they're just people.
I know a diabetic woman that killed herself like that.
See, I'm not trying
to
do that.
She would go to a doctor. She would go to a doctor, and she wouldn't tell a doctor she was diabetic. She says, well, he's a doctor. He's supposed to be smart enough to figure it out.
That's crazy.
In fact, she had doctors actually fire her.
That's just because she was crazy.
Yeah.
That's because she wouldn't go to the cuckoo doctor. So yeah. She needs to go see Dr. Brandy.
Did you see this headline?
Which one?
It's on the Blaze. His sperm, her child, but not her egg. The View host could face bizarre child custody battle over unborn baby.
Well, they just want to make news.
This is.
She just got fired from The View, and she wants to stay in the limelight.
Sherry Shepherd?
Yes.
She got fired?
She got fired from The View. She got fired, her and nobody's left except for Whoopi.
Because she's got a surrogate mother.
I thought they left on their own.
No, they didn't all leave. Sherry Shepherd left, and Jim Carrey's ex-wife said, well, if Sherry leaves, I'm leaving. And that's the story, and that's what they're sticking to. And I don't know anybody that leaves a job that pays that well to do what they do, because that's a good – I hope they call me. So if y'all can give them my phone number, I'd appreciate it. And they need to be conservative on that show.
Well, but this,
yes,
I mean, this is kind of bizarre.
Hey, Larry.
We got Larry Long's in the house. But this is really bizarre, because you've got a surrogate mother, you've got his sperm – and she ain't got nothing in this except she used to be married to him, and he wants to keep the baby, and she
said... Well, she got something in this. No, she got something, because they signed it as a contract as a couple. So she had nothing in the baby, but she got a whole lot in the contract and the money.
But it says New Jersey courts typically do not recognize surrogacy agreements.
What do you mean?
TMZ noted that Shepherd, he, right, that's her, not her. Yeah.
Okay.
That she filed for divorce in New Jersey, where the courts typically do not recognize surrogacy agreements. But he filed for divorce in California, where the opposite tends to be true.
So what's the problem?
He only wants the child because he wants child support, and he wants to maintain, and he wants to receive alimony.
No, no, it's the other way around. He wants the baby, and he wants child support. And she don't want nothing to do with it, according to this article. Because it says here, Shepard is trying to back out, saying that he, Sally, was merely trying to milk child support payments out of her.
But let me ask this. So now Sally's not a broke brother. He's the brokest man in the world.
Which Sally are you talking about? Because we ain't talking about the Sally, the basketball player.
Yes, we are.
John Sally.
Yeah. He's the brokest man in the world too. Yes, he is.
Lamar Sally.
She was not married to the ex-basketball player John Smalley. He's already married to someone else.
No, she's married to Lamar Sally, and I have no idea who Lamar Sally is.
He's broke. He ain't got no money. He ain't got nothing. Yes. So
come on now.
He was talking about. He wanted to keep the child for himself. He was talking about child support and alimony and all that. And she wasn't having that.
Wait a minute, hold on. I thought she was married to the basketball player.
No.
She married a broke brother?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Oops. Oh, yeah, that ain't him.
He's tall enough to be a basketball player.
No, that ain't him. Oh. That ain't him. No, that ain't. That ain't John Sally.
Yeah, that's not John.
No. That's not John Sally. Not even close. He a broke brother. He a broke dude. Call Kanye West up. We got a new song going. Sorry about that. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, what would you say?
I don't know where you go with this story. I mean, I really don't. I mean, this is bizarre. Somebody's got to pay for raising this child.
The surrogate.
Well, the fact
no,
that
she
the
was supposed
is.
To get paid for having the child.
Well, right now
well,
she's ready to have a child with no parents. So
well,
how did that work out?
Well, no. He's going to be responsible for that child no matter what, unless he gives the child up for official adoption. Now, if he doesn't get the child forfeit, and Sherry can step in and officially adopt the child,
you are getting
he'll
as
lose
bad
his
as
right.
Why does Diva? Why does he have to get?
She may be right
because it was his sperm donor.
Yeah,
because he's the biological father.
And it says here that New Jersey does not normally recognize surrogacy agreements.
So he's responsible for the child.
But she's
not responsible for the child because, hello?
No, it wasn't her eggs. It ain't her biological child.
But this is a problem, guys. This is what happens when you start playing with nature.
No,
right?
She filed in New Jersey. No, here's the crux. She filed in New Jersey where they don't
recognize
surrogacies. He filed in California where they do.
Right.
So,
but the fact is the child is not born yet. So if she doesn't have any relationship with that unborn child, California isn't even going to recognize her as the mother.
Yes.
Now,
it says here they will.
They said they recognize agreements, dude.
They said they recognize surrogacy contracts. So from
but
the time she signed the contract, that means that is her child.
So the question is, I'll be right back.
This is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
ABC News,
I'm Richard Davies. Pope Francis begging forgiveness from the victims of clergy sex abuse. He held his first meeting today with several abuse survivors. ABC's Megan Williams in Rome.
Six victims from Ireland, Britain, and Germany celebrated a private mass with the Pope before each speaking with Francis one-on-one for about a half hour each. While some victims see the encounter with the Pope as a step towards healing the wounds of abuse, many other victims remain skeptical of its importance.
Francis pledged not to tolerate harm done by any adult to a minor and promised bishops will be held accountable. The Palestinian group Hamas confirming seven of its fighters were killed overnight in Israeli airstrikes. Hamas vowing to revenge the death. Mark Regev, a spokesman for the Israeli Prime Minister, defends the airstrikes.
We are acting to protect our people. We are targeting the terrorists in Gaza, those firing the rockets, and Hamas has to understand. This must stop.
Israeli officials say Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke by phone with the father of a Palestinian teenager who was murdered over the weekend. A statement quotes him as saying he was outraged about the teen's murder. Three Israeli suspects are said to have confessed. Tighter security at airports overseas because of a new U.S. terror concern, the possibility that smartphones and other mobile devices might be used as bombs.
U.S. officials are not being specific which airports they may target, who might be asked to turn on their devices. But the growing concern is Westerners who have joined the jihad in Syria and elsewhere, and with those passports might be able to easily enter the U.S. or other Western countries.
ABC's David Curley. Afghanistan's election commission says a former finance minister has the lead in the presidential election in preliminary results. This is ABC News.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $849. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com. Or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
New survey finds drowsy drivers are a widespread problem on the roads, a real hazard. ABC's Scott Goldberg on what researchers are saying.
For whatever reason, a solid night's sleep seems more elusive than ever, and our bodies may be trying to catch up at the worst possible time. Behind the wheel of a car, where one out of every 25 U.S. drivers admits dozing off in the last month. That's according to the CDC, which also says drowsy driving is the reason for 7,500 fatal crashes every year. Those most at risk are male, younger than 25, binge drinkers, people with sleep disorders, and people who simply aren't sleeping 5 hours or more regularly. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Jeep is facing a challenge with the redesign of its popular Wrangler SUV. According to Automotive News, the company is considering a lighter body and more gears and a smaller engine to make up for fuel economy. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Since 1936, DAF's goal has been your complete satisfaction and has become the nation's number one destination for electronics and appliances. Shop DAF.com for a better experience. Free delivery on thousands of items. Apt, pleasing people since 1936.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Flo from Progressive here on a road trip with Bob, who owns a dry cleaning service.
Well, it's not really a road trip. We're only going a mile.
In a mile, you can save money on your commercial auto insurance. Discounts like safe driver, business experience, and paid in full.
Nice.
So, expert to expert, how would you get a large mustard stain out of white cotton?
Why?
Just planning out our road mix.
We're only going a mile, Flo.
I can eat a lot of hot dogs in a mile, Bob.
Good point.
Discounts to save your business money. Visit Progressive.com to learn more. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back. Yes. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. The number is 347-945-5229. I get Larry Long and Sticks in the studio, and I can't get them to stop. So they just
we're talking oil.
I know.
Oil is good.
Oil is not good.
Did you see we surpassed Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I see that. More oil in the United States than any place else on the planet.
So why are we still concerned about the Middle East? Because I'm watching Hamas go bonkers over there. Bing, 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 bing.
Hamas, I mean, Israel, ISIS.
ISIS.
I
never
heard about it.
I watched that TV show when I was a kid.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Where did ISIS come from? I never heard of ISIS.
Iran, Syria, something.
Well, you got to go back to Syria. Syria, they've been fighting this civil war, and they called it a civil war, and it's not. Because the people that were fighting against Assad.
Yeah.
Were all from other countries. They wasn't internally.
No, Iran was funding that war.
Yeah, Iran was funding. You got the Sunni, Shiite, and then they split internally. You got the Kurds over there. This is why, and everybody keeps wanting the price of oil to go down. It's not, because as much production as we're doing, OPEC is matching that and decreasing their production
right.
to keep the price high. But here's what you don't have. If we continue to take advantage of the fracking and the stuff that's going on, we won't need that.
Right.
Because to be quite honest with you, you're not going to fix. And this is where Bush, and everybody says, oh, you're a GOP. No, I was against Bush going in there.
Awful lot of stuff that he did I didn't agree with. Too.
And I wrote articles and letters to the editor stating as such.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching that National Treasure, that I don't know if you've ever seen
yeah.
that, but they was talking about how that guy signed the signers of the Declaration
mm-hmm.
of Independence. If they hadn't won the Revolutionary War,
yeah.
those guys would have been
drawn
and quartered. They would have. I mean, there was all
yeah.
kinds of stuff. So
yeah.
they pushed all in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The Iraqis and you know, because you're not going to fix that. It's the Hatfield-McCoys.
Yeah.
I got a question. You know, the United States of America, the reason why we were so strong is because of the first word and the first phrase that I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we are the fractured states of America.
Yes.
And it looks like ISIS is becoming a United States of Middle East.
Gee. Didn't Glenn Beck put that up on his TV show about 3 years ago?
I don't
yes,
know. I don't watch Glenn Beck.
Well, there, if you go
yeah.
back
yeah.
to
Iraq
when we first
pretty
started,
much, Iraq's not,
you know, we won it in 3 days, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, and, you know, everything pull out. They had actually drawn up at that point how they were going to divide Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
The northern
mm-hmm.
half was going to go to the Kurds. the middle was going to be the Sunni and the Shiites were going to control the southern half, and basically ISIS has cut that out.
They're going to have a caliphate.
Caliphate.
They're trying to renew, I think it's the Ottoman Empire. They're trying to recreate the Ottoman Empire.
So question, America, the beautiful?
Vorpolite says it stands for Iran, Syria, Islamic
Iran.
States.
So America, the beautiful?
Well, heck, it's not the America, United States of America. They're talking what? In California, talking about breaking that state up into six separate states.
Yeah, we had that guy on. He wasn't too popular around here.
That didn't set well with me.
Yeah, but I mean that's where we're at. But
what he was trying to do is he was trying to cut out anything that had a color. I ain't lying. That's what he tried to do. And they talk about me bad. They think I ain't for my people, but I am. I really am. And I don't let people just. Run roughshod over. That's not going to happen. But then we need to be someplace so we know that people are going to come steamroll.
But then, we're experiencing a boom in oil production, but now they're trying to, the feds again are trying to put the brakes on that by the ruffled grouse out in the West Coast. I mean, it's true. They're wanting to put the ruffled grouse on the endangered list.
Larry, the goose is on the endangered list.
I know. And they just euthanized a bunch of them out there and got in trouble for it.
Those things are flying rats, man. You know you can't even shoot at one of those. I mean, if you shoot at one, they don't even fly away anymore.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. You said a callus. What is it? What's on the
called a ruffled grouse.
What is a ruffled grouse?
It's a small chicken, a wild chicken. I mean, grouse, that's how I got into hunting. That first one I...
Can you eat it?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty good. You got to shoot a bunch of them to get any meat, but they're good. But... Ruffed
grouse.
R-U-F-F-E-D. Yeah, ruffed.
What, and a ruffed grouse, so y'all killing grouse?
It's a chicken
now?
With a natural haircut.
Their habitat is gone. And, the Bureau of Land Management again, they're coming in and trying to put it on the endangered list, which will put the brakes on any fracking and the stuff out there in the States now.
I got to go back to the grouse.
It's sort of like they tried to do with what was the little was it a turtle or a frog down there that they tried to
he don't look
tortoise.
Good.
Yeah, the desert tortoise.
Yeah,
the desert
on
tortoise.
On bunny ground.
Give me first. Turn your mic down for just a second, because you're getting some feedback. So the tortoise and the hare and the grouse, grouse.
Yeah, grouse.
Grouse.
Grouse. Grouse. I had never heard of a grouse before.
Oh yeah, grouse.
Grouse.
We have grouse in Ohio.
I ain't never seen a grouse.
Kind of grouse but.
Yeah, they're fast birds.
Pheasants.
Yeah. You can walk up on the first time I went, Tracy. They if you see the camouflage there, it looks like just a pile of leaves.
It's a pretty bird.
But when they take off, it sounds like a helicopter.
Get a mess out of
you. I mean, they
you.
Hit the.
It'll get
yeah,
a mess out of you.
They bump their wings. Yeah, and they're really, really, really fast.
And they're gonna put on the endangered list.
They want to put them on the endangered list, and that way it will make the feds talk about all this stuff. And the states are saying no. There was an article on this was talking about this because they're wanting to put it on there, and it's going to put senators that are up for election in a bad position of voting for or against or being for or against this being put on the
grouse list.
Well, Stossel did a really good thing about all this stuff. And he says basically what they do is they make landowners in a position of shoot, shovel, and shut up. Because you do not want any of this stuff on your to be found on your land, because they'll take your land from you. And it's insanity. It's all insanity.
But remember the spotted owl thing? Yeah.
They destroyed the entire timber industry in the Northwest. And this thing started living in Kmart parking lot signs, And now they're finding out this spotted owl is running the other owl out of existence.
The barn owl, I think.
Yeah, barn owl.
How did y'all get on the endangered? What happened to this? Leave these people alone.
That's not me.
Y'all killed the geese in McGill Mill Creek Park.
they did it wrong. I mean, they should have just gave permits out there. They could have made money on that.
Yeah, my cousin's husband hunts geese. I don't hunt geese because I don't want to eat them.
They're nasty.
You got to turn them into jerky. He turns them into jerky.
Yeah, I can see that.
But
they've been bringing me geese jerky.
No, they've been.
No.
If they land in my pond, you have to actually shoot like 5 feet behind them to get them to fly. Because if you just shoot,
they look at you like
way behind
crazy.
Them, yeah, they look. They just look at you like go away. They're not afraid of gunshots even.
And you go out on the golf course, they're mean.
You guys realize
they make Tracy down here when they had on the yard. They had some guineas, they had chickens, and they had a goose. And the reason the goose was there, nobody was going to eat the goose. The goose was there to keep the yard in line. Everybody from the dog on down to the children paid attention to that goose because that goose will tear your head up.
They're mean.
They're very mean. They're very aggressive.
Yeah.
There was a golf course owner I knew down in Columbiana County, and he had a bad problem with them because they get up there, and they crap all over everything. Then their droppings will actually kill the fish and stuff like that. So he had went and bought one of these shepherd dogs that was supposed to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, they were beating up that shepherd dog. He spent $12,000 on his dog, and the dog turned out to be a wimp. But how he got rid of them is the one guy, the DNR guy, come and said, you know, get some, you know, alligator snapping turtles, and that they'll be gone. And that's what happened.
Oh, they'll be gone.
Because when they have their goslings, right, the snapping turtle's not big enough or strong enough to take the full goose down. But he started eating the goslings,
okay.
And so they stopped coming back around. So he said that was the worst thing because he said he got them for free, the alligator snapping turtles, and lost $12,000 on the dog.
Hold on, let's go back to the snapping turtle and you said the goslings.
The goslings, right? And the
goslings,
baby geese are
baby
goslings.
Geese. They're called goslings.
How do y'all know this stuff?
You in Columbiana County? Remember,
this is,
it's not this
common
not,
knowledge.
Yeah, this is.
This is, yeah.
East Liverpool, I mean, it's a city, but, you know, it's in the country.
Yeah.
It's surrounded by
snapping turtles make good soup.
Yes, they
ain't
do.
Lying, buddy.
Yes, they do.
That is that what they call turtle soup?
And they will try to kill
alligator
a duck.
Yeah, they'll kill a duck.
Because
well,
we had,
well, Tracy, there's
I got a
certain,
couple of them in my pond.
Y'all killing ducks, you got goslings and geeselings, and y'all killing geese at the park, and now you got chicken on the endangered list. You know, I found out this morning we killed like a ton of trillion chickens a deer. And people are mad because we kill pigs.
Pigs?
You know, there's some things. I've seen some stuff like, what is it, where they put the young in a stall to get the, so they don't, so they're much muscle atrophies and stuff like that.
You talking about hogs?
They're not so much the hogs. I've seen them do it with.
Well, you put a sow in a farrowing crate so she doesn't roll over on her pigs. That's not
being
cruel.
That's not being cruel.
That's saving piglets.
But I'm talking about the ones where they do, is it for veal or whatever?
Oh, the veal calves?
The veal calves. That's.
What do they do?
Well, no.
They put them in a crate so they don't stand on their legs. Their muscles atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the whole time, and then they slaughter them young, right?
Yeah, well, veal calves, I think, are 12, 14 weeks maybe, if that much. But they're never allowed to have anything but milk.
Yeah.
But the old way of raising veal calves, they were in a crate, but they stood up and they could lay down. And you kept them clean.
Right. Yeah, I've seen some.
Well, we've all seen some.
Yeah.
Not everybody that's a farmer should be a farmer. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, we used to take when we were kill our hogs. We'd just take a 410 shotgun and put it right on the head and just shoot them.
You shoot?
Not gonna eat the head anyway at that point, huh? What?
Now how you gonna make? No, hold up. How you gonna make hog head cheese if you shoot the head?
Oh. Well, they weren't trying to keep the head.
We eat pig ears.
Just 410. Yeah.
Pig feet. And hog head cheese. If you shoot the head, how am I going to get the head?
Just pick the bullet,
the
pebbles
out.
Yeah,
you've got
to come and actually see a hog, a hog that has been slaughtered country style.
Scrape
you get
them
you some
or
red devil eye and some burlap, some bags. Put that suck in that red devil eye and put some hot water in a pot.
Let me tell y'all something.
You can barbecue them in a burlap bag also. Best way to kill them with a ball peen hammer.
I don't need to see how anybody kills my food.
We used to take like 20-pound piglets and kill them and gut them and have them and do them on a grill. Boy, was that good.
That's
you can put them in a... You can put them in a burlap, dig a pit and put them in a burlap bag and fill it up with oranges and apples and sauce and wrap them up and put them in there and bake them for about 20 hours, man.
Pion, can you kill pigs too?
No, I've seen them kill.
They
should
be a pet.
I don't want that thing in my house. But that's the way people survive.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we show a couple years ago or a year ago, Tracy was talking about them whoopings, and I told you there was one whooping I remembered vividly.
You don't go swimming in the river no more, do you?
No. But there was a second whooping. It was almost there was three times where it was borderline child abuse what Dad did.
Borderline?
It was child abuse. my grandfather owned a pig farm, and my brother and I decided we were going to chase this pig, and we chased him around. So he had a heart attack and died. And that one there, Granddad, and then my dad, and then my dad again when we got home. that was Eric and I took a whooping for that.
What'd you do?
Run a pig to death.
We run the pig to death.
How do you run a pig to death?
Chasing him around.
Chasing.
Wait a minute. How do you run a pig to death?
Just keep chasing him. I mean, and he had a heart attack and died. And that's how my granddad fed his family.
Well, let's go back to the running the pig. Let's go back to the running the pig. I never knew you could run a pig to death.
You can run any animal to death.
Sure. A pig is big.
Pardon me?
You talking about a big old pig weighing 400 or 500 pounds? Yeah, you can run that sucker to death.
I have a hard time with my little dog. My dog walks me.
My
dog's only 15
Jack
pounds.
You can run that sucker for 100 miles and still not kill him.
You didn't see National Lampoon's Vacation?
No. But how do you, what do you do, put the pig on a leash and then run the pig around in circles?
He was in there, and my brother and I was just chasing him. We had a little stick. I mean, I think I was five, six. Eric was a year younger, and it was.
Fun for a little while. Wasn't it?
Oh, we had a blast until.
You're scared you're gonna pop them on the testicles.
But how do you get the pig to run? I mean, you put a leash on the pig.
Dog would do the same thing.
Chase him around the pen.
See, the way you used to keep hogs in the 60s and early 70s, most guys would put woven wire fence up and you dug way back underneath so that they wouldn't root underneath it. And people had huge hog lots because you could feed hogs. They called them the mortgage busters because people would get hogs and you could get day-old bread and you could get whey for almost nothing. And you could feed hogs for nothing.
Yep.
There was a lot of guys I knew.
You could go into a junkyard dog, the meanest junkyard dog, and if you can get behind him and grab him by his testicles, he would lay out flat, won't do nothing. That's the truth.
I ain't going to ask you how you know that.
Tracy, we had a guy that would come around every day to get the slop. We had a slop bucket hanging out in the backyard on a tree, and he would come and pick that stuff up every day.
Why would he do that?
And feed his hogs. To feed the hogs.
Yeah. My grandparents
told
me.
I mean, you put anything edible in there, watermelon rinds, stale bread, you put it in the slop bucket, he'd come by and pick it up.
My grandparents told me that in Chicago during the Depression, because that was all farm people, they were raising chickens in bird cages in their apartments, and they was raising hogs in the basement of the tenements. And the way they was feeding the hogs was they was going around behind the restaurants and getting all the garbage from behind the restaurants and feeding it to the hogs and the chickens.
Did what you had to do?
Yeah. But these are the same people that had three families living in a one-bedroom apartment. And the girls and the women shared one pair of shoes between the three of them.
And I was reading something the other day, and I got to take a break real quick, but I was reading something the other day, and they said that if the Depression happened today, the reason why we wouldn't be able to survive is because we are so selfish a society now that we wouldn't know how to take care of one another.
Well, we don't know how to do anything.
You would see small communities small communities band together and do that, but where you would have major problems is in the metropolitan
Chicago
city.
New York.
Yeah,
that would be the same thing.
Because I guarantee you there's nobody in Chicago. Well, for one thing, you can't order chickens by the dozen from Sears anymore.
Well, this was not a
mail order.
People in the city are just like,
stop. Wait a minute. What it was saying is, whereas during the Great Depression in the 20s, people were looking out. They had more brotherly kindness one for another, and they would not steal from their neighbor. Not that they will not work together.
Correct.
But if you notice that when there is any type of riot, any type of natural disaster, You have a lot of people right now who come in and they call looters, mm-hmm. and they come and steal from people who have resources. So during even during the riots, during the earthquakes, they're more concerned about people coming into the properties right. and stealing what's left behind and salvaging stuff because they don't respect other people's property, whereas back in the Great Depression, your neighbor watched out for you. He didn't go poach or squat on your property.
And that's not an indictment on the city, folks. That's just being real. I mean, you saw it down in Katrina. You saw it in
right.
New Jersey.
Right.
I mean, every time you've seen something like that, that's what happened.
Right. And different
yeah,
and
but
certain,
with Katrina,
certain communities are more
I saw those,
communities. Go ahead, Dee.
When Katrina clear. Was, I saw those people. They may have been desperate, but I saw those people help
Diva.
Each other and get
Diva.
Through that harsh time, because if
Diva.
Not, then all of them by we had more
Diva.
Dead bodies
Diva.
Than what there were.
They were carrying big screen televisions out of Walmart.
Diva, let me
not
say
not everyone was
Diva,
doing
Diva.
That. So
listen,
quit saying
listen.
Stuff
I
like that.
Listen, Diva, I watched a man carry a
man, whatever.
A
you know what, Tracy? You
I
said
mean,
you
I was
and
LA,
talk
LA
about
riot.
Black people like we ain't
them.
Nothing.
You were in there for the
and
Diva,
all
listen,
black people.
You don't,
that's ridiculous.
I'm not doing it tomorrow. I'm not doing it today.
You were in L.A.
for the
earthquake, too.
You were there.
I was there. I'm from here. I'm born and raised here in Mahoning Valley.
Right.
I've never seen us riot past, past a supermarket. And I watched people carry a refrigerator on their back. I watched them take a tow truck and pull the ATM out of the side of the bank. I mean, I watched that with my – I took pictures of it because I had never seen anything like this. I watched it. I was like, are you kidding me? I'd never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, and just being real, with that almost tornado that touched down in Lisbon,
mm-hmm.
I mean, within hours after the storm had gone, you've seen people out with chainsaws and helping
mm-hmm.
each other and – doing stuff, and that's not to say that doesn't happen in the city, but you didn't see anybody breaking into that house and going through the people's belongings.
Oh, no. Somebody shot somebody.
Those are just, that's just cultures in the United States. And if you look at Japan during the meltdown of the powerhouse, people would go into the store, and rather than take the whole case of water, they would just take a few bottles that they would need and leave the rest for others to have.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. That's the China or the Japanese culture there
yeah.
is where they – and that's why I said if that were to happen today, you would have small-knit communities that would be able to do that. But the major problems would be in the metropolitan area.
Major metropolitan areas.
Because even during the earthquake, I saw neighbors that I had never met, and we came out and helped one another in L.A. City.
Mm.
But and that was a small little population.
Right.
But –
Tracy, one of the things that I've asked some of my tenants here. I still have a few of them that experienced the Great Depression. I've just asked them here a few years back, and being down here in South Carolina, I asked them what they have to deal with during the Depression. They said that they ate fine. There were things that they didn't have, you know, like a bunch of sugar and stuff like that. Everything else they got off the farm.
And if they didn't get off the farm, their neighbor brought it to them.
The ones that live in the city.
Yeah,
because when I talk to people, they would tell me.
The problem in the metropolitan areas is that everybody would just be standing around waiting for somebody else to come bring the stuff that they need. We all know it.
I mean, that's not true. I'm not going to say that. But what I have seen is what you can't watch your property as closely. In the inner city, in the city areas, not the inner city, but just the metropolitan areas, because you have a lot of people who are instead of thinking about how they can they help someone else, it's about what can I get for myself. Whereas in the rural areas, they're more looking out for how can I go and make sure that the neighbor down the street is okay and his farm is okay, and that's what makes a difference. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. 945-5229. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions can be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Stable barbecue sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Stable barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Stable barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Stable barbecue sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry-level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Some of our area's finest training centers include TCTC Adult Training Center, Columbiana County Career and Technical Center Adult Education, Adult Career Center Mahoning County CTC, Chauffin CTC Adult Training Center, Eastern Gateway Community College, and ETI Technical College.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Catch Dennis Miller, noon to 3, weekdays, right here on News Talk AM 600, WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600, WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
She's Dr. Clancy, oh, sexy fancy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, oh, she's sexy.
We're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And it is open mic. I'm glad Larry stopped in to say hi to us. You got Sticks in the studio with me, and Ben is in the hospital, so keep him in your prayers. He's not feeling very well. He won't act right, but, you know, he's a man. And I found out that my co-hosts are really men. God bless their wives. What? It's the truth. You guys don't listen. It takes major reinforcement to get you guys to do the right thing. I don't understand.
We're okay. Risk adverse.
Yeah.
I think my wife is, and she makes me now go and my annual checkup.
Yeah,
and do all that.
Mine does too. And you got to do this, and you got to, yeah, I know.
All right, let's see. I'm going to help.
What are you doing over there?
I'm just kicking Diva out the chat room.
I just learned something.
What?
The I word is the new N word.
What's the I word?
Immigrant. Immigrant's the new N word.
But come on, Stick.
I'm telling you.
You can't have a new N word.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to that show the other day that they were talking about, and I just.
Oh, I'm sorry. Illegal.
Illegal.
Illegal is the new N word.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Oh, they've dropped illegal. I mean, it's now a migrant worker. Migrant workers are ones that come here, work, and then go home.
But those are people that got red cards and blue cards. What'd you say, Eric?
If you watch NBC, it's almost like they have a clause in their contract where they'll be fired if they use the I word. I mean, it's crazy.
I just read somewhere that, you know, somebody got Mike and Mike.
Oh, Opie and Anthony.
Mike, one of them got fired because he said something on his Facebook or
on a Twitter account. He was actually, I think, in New York City, and he was taking pictures, and an African American woman come up, told him she didn't want her picture taken, and punched him. And I read the Twitter, but long story short, the PC police got him. He's no longer there.
Wait a minute, hold on. So she hit him.
Yeah.
Says, attacked her in a barrage of profanities. This was an animal, he wrote. I should have smashed its face.
Okay, so wait a minute.
But
Hold on. So you punch me, I call you an animal, and I get fired.
He didn't call her a napkin, whatever, like what's his
Imus.
Name? Did Imus.
He got Don Imus treatment.
Yeah, but he didn't come out like Imus. I mean, Imus, what Imus said was, and I can't stand, it's not racist.
Well, what Imus said was stupid.
Prejudice.
It was stupid.
Saying that he was assaulted by a black woman after taking pictures in Times Square.
Yeah, it was in New York. And she did. She assaulted him. And he made some, you know, comments on Twitter. And then when he made it, he got called a racist or whatever. But, I mean, to be a racist, you have to have some kind of power or control over that individual.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you thought what he was saying racist, they changed the English language. They've done this since the dawn of time. You go back to abortion; it's a fetus; it's not an unborn child. That way, when they have these late term abortions, you think they're going in there and taking out a glob of cells, and it's not.
No, there's a face on a fetus at like 7 days or something.
Yeah,
10 days or something.
But you can go through the whole gauntlet, and they've changed English language. It's not a Islamic terrorist. Do you know what I mean?
What is it?
I don't know what else you call it, but I mean, if the guy's saying out there he wants to
bring
back the Iman by killing the infidels. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They've changed the English language.
Well, you know, I mean,
even on gay rights. I mean, gay when I was growing up,
it was
happy.
We had a gay old time.
Now,
Flintstones.
I mean, and then they just keep changing it. You got transgender.
No, transgender is a whole other thing, baby. No.
They got all these.
No, because I'm watching some stuff, and I don't, if y'all watch the Orange Is the New Black.
No, I have not.
Let me tell you, Orange is on Netflix.
Okay.
You have to see how they are transposing the mindset of America.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the abortion and the Hobby Lobby, the problem with the decision with the LGBT and with the liberals and the progressives is not with the abortion and the day after pill, nor the IUD. It is with the people who have transgendered who need hormones. Because, you know, if you transgender, you have to take a hormone pill for the rest of your life. And they're saying that if you ban something that is against someone's faith, that means that they can actually alter and say they don't want
to
pay for their transgender or their hormones.
Because
they're very, very expensive.
But this boils down to... Hold on.
Who was that, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, crazy. I don't understand. If they say I'm normal and I was born this way, then why do you need hormonal treatments to stay that way?
Because they're trying. That's, again, that goes back into transforming the minds of people to make something normal that's not normal. Because
there, so the problem with the whole scheme of things, the demon behind the curtain is not is us not is people not having to pay for hormones. So if you look at Orange Is the New Black, if you have people who are in prison, who have transgender, who may be in a certain prison, we actually supply them with hormones so they can stay whatever gender they transformed into.
You're kidding.
No, that's for real.
And so that's where the whole issue comes in. Yeah.
But correct me if I'm wrong. There was, I don't know, 30-some in this Hobby Lobby
case. There was 20 drugs that the government said they had to give. Hobby Lobby said they would give all but four of them.
Right,
right.
And what it boils down to is you must conform 100%. Or we must destroy you.
But this is more than just a conforming 100%. This is what the Supreme Court did was set a precedent based upon a company's faith that they did not have to supply drugs.
But they did.
It's the next step. I see what you're saying.
But they did make several caveats. It has to be a closely held corporation, and you have
right.
to walk the walk.
But listen to what I'm saying. Walk the walk, closely held. What I'm saying is it wasn't about birth control. It was about hormone replacement.
It's the next step.
Right.
Talk about. So I'll equate it to for us, right? If they ban a assault weapon, which I still don't understand what an assault weapon is, but if they ban that, then what else are they going to be able
right.
to ban? So I see what you're saying,
right.
Tracy. There.
It,
well,
so it was a bigger story in the bigger picture. Has I better vote?
But the thing is, why? Here's what government is force. That's all government is. Why should anybody be forced to pay for anything for anybody?
Because they already wrote in the legislation, they already put all this stuff in, and they've mandated it. So you're paying for stuff that you may or may not subscribe to.
Well,
you may not bear not like it.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I wasn't thinking. I always attacked it and saying, okay, why are they so upset and trying to make this a war on women again?
I understand that portion of it,
but the other part, Sticks, that I just didn't understand was – I attacked it because it's always been a financial.
Mm-hmm.
My opposition to Obamacare has always been financial because the matrix doesn't make sense.
Right.
You're going to charge the young, supposedly healthy, because I just went
the
through
invincibles.
This. Yeah, you're going to charge them more, right, to help pay for the people that can't be insured. But then you allow those same young individuals to stay on their parents' health care plan at age 26. I mean, it's working.
I never figured
that.
So
when I talk about this, the reason they want, like, my insurance now, my wife and I we can't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fixed. She's been fixed.
You're still paying for it. And that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I got the same problem.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, basically what the law says is you don't have to pay for it.
Hold on. One at a time, guys. South Carolina's next. Hold on.
Yeah, they need me to pay for it to make sure to have the finances to pay for everything else.
Right. And see, the problem that they're having is not enough young people are still, all the people that have signed up for the Affordable Health Care Act, all those people who have signed up, you're still not getting the population that they need that are healthy enough
right.
to not be using the system. Go ahead, South Carolina.
What I think is going to happen is the same thing that happened to my daughter when she went out and got her first job. She thought for sure she was making $7.50 an hour. She totaled up, you know, the 30 hours she'd worked. She knew what she was going to be getting for income for her check that week. She spent all the money already before she got her check, and she looks at her check, and she wants to know who FICO is. And what's happening now is all these young folks that decided that they were going to be, you know, going with Obama, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. Reality is setting in on these young folks, and they're realizing now, hey, this guy's not doing what he said he's supposed to be doing, and I'm going to have to wind up paying for this stuff, you know?
You know, that same argument is used with people who don't have kids, but they still pay into the public schools.
Yeah, it's like you're giving kids 8 years of free health care, and then when they're 26, guess what? Now you start paying.
There was a book whoever said that about people still paying for the schools but their kids aren't there. There was a book out and it was talking about that. The problem with the public school system is the public doesn't see it or value it as theirs anymore.
Right.
I mean, my parents do. They still go to all the games even though their grandkids aren't participating. That's just a part of what they value the education.
The school system is part of the community.
Yeah, and some some districts, actually quite a few now, don't value it as a part of their community. It's something that they're paying into, and they don't see the value coming back. It's unfortunate because, you know, we take it as it's a right here, but the free education, or not free because we're paying for it, but
the public education,
it's not like that in every country. You go to other countries, and you're paying for it. And it's sort of like, do you have any skin in the game? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
If you really want to help these young kids out, give them an eight-year waiver on their student loans. That way they get a good job and make some good money, then they can start paying back on, you know? They pay for
well,
their
you
own
know, even the student loans, I'm going through this with my son right now because, you know, he's going to a small Catholic university outside of Pittsburgh. And, you know, I made him sit down because he did take out some student loans, and I explained it, and this is what you're going to owe when you're done if you
right.
continue to borrow at this level. And this is what your projected payment is
right.
going to be then. But what I found out is, see, that school, they accept money from the federal government, right? And it's a private school. It's a private school that's $38,000
mm-hmm.
a year to attend there. There's another private school called Grove City, which is
yep.
not even 40 miles north of that. But they don't accept any federal money, Tracy. No,
and they
no,
do what they – no, they do not.
They don't.
Right.
They don't expect – but here's the cost difference. It's 38 at my son's school.
Right.
This Grove City was 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the true cost of a private education
right.
they value. That's the truest cost you can get.
Right.
That's what they're telling you. So there's
why come the one that accepts the federal money is more?
Because they know they can get it. They can
right.
apply for the Pell. They can apply for the Pell Grant's a nice little grant, but what happens is, let's say, because I got three in college now, right? So when it comes down to after you get the Pell, it comes down and it says what your family contribution should be.
Right.
And you want that to be as close to zero as possible because then that opens up more money that the federal government also gives to these universities.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have to turn around and give it back to needy children.
Well, let me tell you what happened to my daughter with this Pell Grant thing. She worked all summer, so they cut her Pell Grant by exactly what she earned.
What she earned, right.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. You're almost at the point, and I'm very fortunate I was working for myself, and so I was able to do a lot of write-offs to
right.
get my income down to where my son qualified, but he can only do that 2 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? But that's why it was another show where people were talking about, well, African-American poor don't – man, if you're poor,
you can go free.
You can go free.
I'll tell you what.
If you want
the aptitude for it and you want to be a school teacher or a nurse, you can go to West Virginia University for free.
Guess what? They can have it. I don't care what they charge. I don't want
to
be a nurse.
You don't have to pay interest.
Wait.
What was your question?
Do you have to pay interest on those loans?
On a loan, yes.
Yeah.
But here's the two. When the Obama administration took over, they basically eliminated what they were called the Stafford and the Perkins.
Right.
And they were two separate ones.
Right.
You know, the Stafford, you didn't pay interest until you graduated. And the Perkins, you paid interest as you were going. Okay, and then it reset at the new interest rate once you graduated or dropped out of school. Now they've combined that under a federal, and one's called subsidized and one's unsubsidized. The subsidized one in the federal government is actually paying the interest on that borrowed money. And then the subsidized or unsubsidized one, it accrues interest. So if you borrow $5,000 at the end, the interest would have accumulated over 5 years, and it resets
right.
at the new interest rate when you graduate and you start paying versus the subsidized one. It's true dollar for dollar, and then interest rate is set when you graduate or drop out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't buy into this because I've seen it, Tracy. I mean, you've seen it here at the community college level. You know what I mean? Why Eastern has been successful here in Mahoning County is because of a HOPE grant, and
right.
you can
but
go.
There are other grants out there, state grants that are out there, foundations grants. There's a lot of endowment grants. There's a lot of things that are out there that will pay for your education.
Yeah.
But what we need to realize is America is the only place that you could go to primary and primary school
mm-hmm.
at no cost.
And secondary.
So that is unusual. In other nations,
To get the education that we get in our secondary schools,
I'm saying you have to have wealth.
I can tell you.
Hold on. America is turning into the more wealth you have, the better education you get, because we won't we won't subscribe to education as it is, because we have a modern free education. When you look at the post-secondary education, for us to think that we can go to college and not have any skin in the game is something that we need to really take out of our own mindset. For people to think that they're supposed to go to post-secondary school and get a free education and not have any skin, no accountability, no responsibility in it, that should not happen. But we should not pimp them either.
Right.
Now, some schools are charging entirely too much for you to get a post-secondary education. And if you're using it as jockeying, because if you look at the Ivy League schools, they still use it as a place of networking. And
exactly.
the BCS, the Big Ten, they're still using it as a place of getting the best and the brightest in, or an elite mindset that keeps out average workers. Because you need to be able to get an education to get where you need to go. Hold on. Sticks wanted to say something in South Carolina, then Pianki. Go ahead, Sticks.
Well, the very thing that makes our post-secondary, our college system so great is the very thing that's failing for our primary and secondary education. Somebody like a Rush Limbaugh can't go into a high school and teach broadcasting, or somebody like a Ben Carson can't go into high school and teach biology
or
biology. Because we've got these archaic laws about you have to have a teaching license to teach in high school, but if you're a subject matter expert, you can teach in college.
Yeah,
that's
true. As adjunct professor.
Absolutely.
And that makes no sense.
That's
what are you saying, South Carolina?
It was Alabama, but go ahead.
That was Alabama.
Go ahead, Alabama.
No, it's not archaic. That's for the union. The unions are really running. They're the ones that's doing everything. And the point out you guys were making – I was just reading a story when I was off the phone for a second about food trucks in large cities are starting to go away because government regulating them so hard. The government's regulating them so hard to where they don't turn a profit. They're having to go get a brick-and-mortar store, which, you know, a lot of them can't afford to pay those ridiculous New York prices. So they run a lot of people out of business with all the regulation. So...
And it's by design.
Yeah, they've done the same thing with cabbies. The cab business in Washington, D.C. is largely unregulated. You go buy a license for a cab, and you have a cab company, where in New York City you have to go buy this medallion thing. That's why the majority of cabbies in Washington, D.C. are minority and recent immigrants, because it's a business you can get into with very little upfront money, and you can make a living at it.
Go ahead, Pianki.
I didn't have nothing.
Okay.
But that was the point Walter Williams made in his thing about all the billions and trillions they had thrown at poverty. He was just saying we remove a lot of government regulations on starting small businesses, and a lot of people can, you know, take care of themselves. It's not like it was 100 years ago when the Jews got started. It's just not like that anymore.
And back to the education side, Tracy, and the reason I brought up that Grove City, and that's what the true value of is a private school. Historically, private schools have been more expensive. So if it's $23,000 at a private school like Grove City, why is Ohio State, Kent, Toledo, Akron all $26,000?
Well, let me say this. The difference is, one, the perception. You know, Grove City College is a Christian college.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State is, again, I said Big Ten. So you assume because it's Ohio State, it is an elitist mentality that you're getting the best education money can buy. So when if I pay $40,000 a year and I go to Harvard, it's going to be better than Ohio State.
62.
Okay, 62. So if I pay $62,000 a year, I'm going to get better. And money used to actually equate to better, and it no longer does.
Right.
Now it's perception, because you can buy a very, very expensive pair of tennis shoes and then fall apart, and buy some from Payless, and them last forever.
Right.
So we've been sold a bill of goods about a lot of things. My mom drinks ginger ale, and she likes the bottles, with the little bottles.
Okay.
With the screw cap.
Okay.
So you get for $4.99 you get like 8 bottles. Where you can buy a whole, 12-pack, I think it is,
right,
for $8 or for $3.99.
Right.
But But because it's in a bottle and it has a screw cap, she likes those better than she likes the 12-ounce cans.
Right.
She gets less in the bottle than she does in the can. She gets more cans than she does bottles, and you can pour out the rest that you don't drink. But she would rather have the bottles, and so she wants those bottles, and that's how the American public has been done stuff, because now we get in line in what we want, and they don't realize they're giving you less for more money, and you won't go buy the more for less, even if it's the same product.
Right. And you know, Kasich just signed new legislation on that, and I'll get off of the education side on how it's funded on the upper level.
Same thing.
You know what I mean? Instead of before, it was just bodies in the door, and that's how much.
Now it's bodies out the door.
Well, it's a three-prong. One of them is that kid progressing from freshman to junior, you know, sophomore and junior. The other one is your graduation rate, and the third one was bodies in the door. You know, because before it was like, okay, get all these bodies in the door, and we'll get all this money. And if you get an education, good. They hand you a diploma, shake your hand, want to know where your address is so they can start sending you things to raise money. But now, in Eastern, we've got some things we got to work on. But you know, progressing one from the other, because you know, you get the kids, they would go to Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll use Kent here, and they go 2 years. And then they
change decide, their mind,
they
leave.
Change their mind and leave, and they got nothing to show for it other than attended college. Versus the community college route, mm-hmm. they go there. At least after 2 years, they get an associate's.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah, if they
got to go through the courses.
If they go through the courses.
The problem that I have with this, and I hope we spot this through, is there's a lot of people that go through the courses, but they don't have the education after getting through the process. I see people that have their master's degrees, and it's really bad. I mean, their command of the English language, their aptitude to be able to learn, their writing skill is still poor, and somehow they've made it through the process of college. So we're treating college as we did high school at one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just get your high school diploma.
I mean, people still getting through college, and they're still not being certified. I was talking to a physician yesterday, and I'm almost at the end of the day. We were talking, and I said, and we were talking about the board certification program. Well, there are a lot of physicians who were grandfathered into the certification process. They have now where they have to be recertified, but there are a massive group of older doctors out there who
can't do it.
That don't have to be recertified. They were grandfathered in.
Okay.
And so they don't have to test every 2 years before they get their recertification.
Mm.
And so you have doctors practicing, and they've become very bad practitioners. And that is a problem when you have so much evolving and changing over the years.
Right.
And it's the same thing with people coming out of college. If you're not into a specialized profession, you come out, you may have the knowledge and you may not. And so there are still people coming out of college. One, they have not learned the business of the practice of what you're going in.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, they may not be as proficient as they should be with the degrees in which they have.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a problem.
Yeah, I had a doctor in my financial peace class, a medical student, and he said there absolutely no business courses to go with a medical degree.
That's correct.
Right.
I've got
some of the worst businessmen out there as a doctor.
And lawyers also. They law school, they teach you law. They don't teach you the business of law.
Right. Right.
And I think that's very, very sad when you pay that much money.
There's a third part of this that bothers me, too, and that's the loan thing. We will take a kid that wouldn't qualify to get a loan on a $2,500 Chevette, and we'll give him $5,000 in student loan debt, and then he drops out of school after a semester, and now he owes the $5,000.
Well, that's a whole other issue because that money's been spent. And so they get the money back.
It's gone.
But then again, that goes back into procedures and processes.
Right.
We'll be back here tomorrow. I don't know where we're going to go tomorrow, but we're going somewhere. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
What you're talking about.
This is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every week.
Hey, did everybody leave?
I'm up here chilling, man, watching videos.
Yep. I was watching a video on how to butcher a chicken.
The who?
My maintenance guy. All righty.
time. A maintenance guy was showing him how to butcher a chicken.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah, and he
look here, man, I know how to fish. That's it, man. I ain't got time to be cutting no deer and all that. I cut a fish up, scale him, and rip the guts out, do what I got to do, deep fry him, and whatever I got to do.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to go fishing myself, man, but I just can't catch a break to do it.
Man, I ain't been fishing since my dad, man, since like the 90s, man. This probably before then, since the 80s.
Yeah, it's been my bad time.
Have you been deep sea fishing?
No, man, I ain't been fishing since, man, my dad used to take me fishing probably, man, in the late 80s, man, 88, 87, around then, man. I ain't been fishing since I'm about the sixth grade.
I probably couldn't take you way out and 50 miles in the ocean, man.
I saw Diva put a little comment up, but y'all must have cut Diva off or something, pissed off.
Diva gets
you know,
excited.
You guys. Some people is 100% black and married to a white man.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what's funny, though. I think if you're going to be on a talk show and you make a point, and the point takes a long time to get out, I think fast. So you make your point. You can make it in a few seconds. You don't have to make a point real quick. Real slow like that. She'll make a point, and it'll take forever for her to get it out. Then she'll think she's saying something, and you'll actually tell her, I'm like, I repeat it. I understand what you're saying. We don't have to keep saying that. You know, men don't like all that just emotion, you know. I know she hates that word, but that's what it is.
But Bianchi, what you're saying, though, is kind of, I just thought about that. You know, you kind of right there. You know, on the one hand, you want all your eggs in one basket. On the other hand, you want to spread them out, you know, and that's what I don't quite get. You know, I'm pro-black, I'm all black, but then you want to be free on the other. See, that doesn't quite make any sense. Now I'm going to look at it like that.
You want to dally around on both sides of the fence is what it is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she can't really address the issues of a lot of times if you know. But, you know, women don't have those loyalty. Anybody that can come with, you know, whatever, they're going to go through.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's about, yeah, I'm always being accused of generalizing. I never generalize. When I say this about a certain type of people, I don't mean all of them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. But here's the thing for me is when she thinks we black conservatives are just idiots. I mean, they're just mean, hateful, and nasty. How can you be a conservative if you're black?
Yeah.
You know? And that's the kind of stuff that kind of shocks me. But I told her a long time ago. I said, you know, once you get a little older and you got some, you know, you've been out there a little while, you'll start to see some things differently.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Some do, many don't.
Yeah,
and conservative may not have nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, this is the way of life.
Exactly.
I helped. I gave a homeless guy six wings and some french fries the other day, sitting outside of a chicken shack.
Yeah,
chicken.
I tell you, if
man,
you
I
do that,
chicken shack in years.
If you do that physically, you go buy the food. Don't give them the money, because I was in a restaurant. One time a lady came in and said she was hungry, and I said, how much you need? She told me. I gave her the money, and she walked right by the order window and went right out the door. People sitting in the restaurant was laughing at me. I said, what come y'all didn't warn me? Because she got me, too.
Good. I said, that's what I do, too. That's what I did. I saw him sitting out there. It looked like he was kind of down and out, so I ordered what I ordered and ordered that and gave someone the way out. He was like, thanks a lot, brother. The conservatives is always accused of being, you know, we don't want to help the poor. We don't care about poor people. That ain't true.
Well, I mean, when you're poor, when people are poor, man, people, I don't know, a lot of times people don't want to hear this. You made choices.
99% of the time, you make choices to be in your situation before.
Some type of
education, you can go to a bad school, but if you got a 4.0 out of that bad school, you can get in some college somewhere. That's a lie.
But the thing about it for me is poor is relative. I mean, I've seen people that don't make a whole bunch of money, but they've made some real good decisions, and they're pretty much sitting pretty right now. I've seen some other folks made a whole bunch of money and made bad decisions, and they ain't got jack.
But that's just like dating. When women say they want a guy that drives a nice car, I'm like, well, if he makes $70,000 and drives a $60,000 car, that's not a good man to date. You want to date a guy that drives a $10,000 car and makes $70,000.
And see, that's the whole thing. I know some folks that do that.
I mean, that's women. That's women. I mean, a guy was trying to talk to my girl one day and told her, he saw me pull up in my little car and it was raining. And I'm real confident. I ain't worrying about no man. So he's talking and saying his little stuff. I didn't say nothing. So I went, parked the car, came up, and she told me, yeah, when he saw you in the car, he started talking about, yeah, I had to park my car out there so nobody will scratch it. So he's just bragging about what he got, you know.
Yeah, they think that's all you got. That's their perception, you know, that they don't know what you got in the bank, you know.
Look here, man, most people, it's a well-off neighborhood in my city called Wind Lakes, and people will get, that's where they say they get the lights, most of the lights get cut off out there, because you got to think about interest rates back 5-6 years ago. Folks were paying 6-7% interest on $400,000, $500,000, $800,000, and you married, and your wife leaves you. You sitting there trying to pay a mortgage. You know, these folks were crazy.
Yeah, you're talking about $3,000 or $4,000 for a mortgage. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody should be in a situation where they can, you know, have some type of command of what they're going to do in their life. You know, whether it be, you know, educational-wise or business, you got to have something in your corner. You can't just be out there hanging with nothing.
But when you take out a student loan, when do you have to start paying that interest? Is that interest accumulating, or does it start after you either drop out or graduate?
It's at a set interest rate once you get out of school. If you've been out and that loan matured, in 6 months you have to start paying immediately. But when you graduate, that loan starts 6 months after you get out of school.
You get your deferments though.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you go to school 4 years and you graduate, and you immediately pay that loan off, all you paying is the principal amount. You're not paying any interest, right?
No, you pay interest. Because the interest, it all depends on which one you get. Some of the interest is running ongoing while the loan is there, and some of them the interest doesn't start until after you start paying. Those are the best ones.
Yeah, those would be the best ones. That way you can use somebody else's money.
Yeah.
And take your money and put it in the bank and let it cure interest.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys ever heard of scalp pigmentation?
Scalp pigmentation, what is that? What is that?
Basically, it's a hair follicle replication. It's like you basically take a tattoo gun and you put the hair follicle, make it look like you got hair on your head, and you just got a low shaved head, but it's like you got a hairline, but you could be bald. And
no,
I'm thinking about getting some training on it. and because I think it's a lot of money in there. Because people are paying $2,000 and $3,000 for a three hour gig, man. It don't take long to do it.
Well, you should be able to do well then.
Well, I was going to do it part time, just, you know, in my spare time, just, you know, start a little LLC, start doing it on the side, just at nights and on the weekend, just meet people up, meet them. I was going to do them in Atlanta, Birmingham, Montgomery. You know, I'll drive wherever, but you have to spend a certain amount of money. But, yeah, I could start out, probably my lowest price would probably be $500 just to get the front of it. Right, you know, because a lot of these guys, when they get that test now, they put that Beijing in their hair to make it, you know, that little black magic, that little oil to make their line look straight. I could put that, I could make it permanent where they don't have to keep getting that done. But you're talking some big money. You do like 2 or 3 heads a week. Just so you know, just the guys that's bald, you know, that's $6,000-$7,000 right there. Just part time, you know, just doing it. It don't take a lot of work.
Well, a lot of your cousins burnt up a lot of money over the fourth.
Oh.
Lighting it and watching it go kapow.
Oh, they can have that. I used to work at a place like that. I didn't know how to do all that. I wouldn't spend my money on that. I'm about to go. I'll see y'all.
All right, I'm going too.
Yeah, me too. Y'all take it easy.
Is there anybody there?